This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Advisory body founded to give broader community input on programming. The PC works with KPFT's management around a range of programming matters. KPFT is seeking 6 listener members to participate in the program council. Visit kpft.org to apply now. At kpft.org, you can find full information about the program council, what it does, and how it works. You can also submit your own nomination to the program council. KPFT encourages members of our diverse listening audience to get involved in this radio station. Visit kpft.org for information about the program council. This is KPFT, Houston.
And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude and listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Now you know why I keep him around.
Now broadcasting on high-definition radio. For more information on what's on the high-definition station and new programming coming to there soon, check out kpft.org.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not you know, it just must be a hell of a lot of fun at a Colts meeting with Phil and Steven,
No, it's like a track meet. You try to get out of there. Jimmy, if I might mention the Colt 45's Age Trouble Fund does help people with rent utility assistance. You can go to Colt45S.org and hit the link to our Age Trouble Fund. Download the application as well as it will, you can give that to your case management worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get help and assistance with rent and utilities and things of that ilk.
Yeah. Say, but do you still have
that? He wasn't listening earlier, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
But, well, I just had to say it because, you know, it's like I came in and I'm not even looking. You know, it's like saying thank you to KPFT 90.1 on your FM dial, 89.5, Galveston. You know,
he's good.
And don't forget, if you made your pledges.
What? You guys still have that cowboy painting up there in the office?
No comment. Yes, we do.
Okay.
If you said that you were going to come down and build the frame, you know who you are. I'm not going to mention any names.
Uh-huh.
Then come on down.
I know. We've been waiting on that.
Yes.
You know, we got the stuff.
In fact, I talked with, I'm not going to mention his name because I feel guilty that I did. If you have been to the BRB, they are doing construction at the BRB.
Are they really?
They redid the entry as well as they are redoing the back area. And
I talked
to those people, too, about it, and it may be an in-house sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
So that may be good.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's good.
Speaking for them, not making excuses, I'm being honest, Judy, that they had the entryway in some of the areas with Katrina. Was it Katrina Rita? I don't know. I slept since then. Where they're redoing some of those water. No, actually, it was before Ike. They noticed they had some water problems.
It's an old house.
I just remember Ike because he beat you now.
But I went outside the loop and went in the house, and I can't retire until that happens.
Okay.
And my biological clock is ticking.
Gotcha. Right, yeah, I know. What we're talking about for folks out there, there is a 4-foot by 8-foot painting of a cowboy that hung in the Exile Bar for years and years and years and years.
We prefer to say 8x4, but, you know, that's just us.
Okay. Wait.
Apparently he's laying
size
down.
Dreams.
No, actually he's standing up. Yes.
He's erect.
No, but he's chubby.
Oh.
But anyway, that's my story.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to cut back on the innuendo. I was like, have you looked over your shoulder?
What about the children, Jimmy?
Like they don't know what a chub is. Come on.
And like, why is everybody looking at me?
No.
Anyway,
you're only on Beer 411. I'm the one on Bigger City.
Anyway, it's
let's leave Apricot out of this joke.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's a relic of the community, and we
and it was at the old white elephant Exile.
Yeah, but they're not going to put me in a frame yet.
But anyway, that's and we've talked about that.
Yes, we're looking forward to finally being mounted.
It being the holidays.
Yeah. Me actually, it should be the other way around. Stuff
God,
and mounted.
Me too.
It's stuff so and mounted.
Long. Have you had your circumstances?
Hold on, I think someone's actually trying to be serious for a moment.
No, I slipped for just a minute.
I'm sorry, I missed
somebody
that.
Being serious?
But,
I mean, come on.
You know, and I've made many, many promises, but I can tell you, as of Louis, we will get that done.
Okay.
Because, you know, people's biological...
We would like to have that up by Louis
Well,
this
I would
this
like
year.
It up about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well...
It'll happen.
Okay. Okay. So, anything else about the Colts?
Sure. Like I said, we're getting ready for Louis. We're getting ready for Coronation.
Yeah. We have Coronation. We have Crew Ball.
Crew Ball will be in February.
That we are a beneficiary of, as well as we have another event coming up, coming around in Easter.
No kidding. You're a beneficiary of the Crew Ball?
That we might be a beneficiary of around Easter, but I can't tell you what organization that is.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But yes, we're a beneficiary of the Crew of Olympus. Thank you, the Crew of Olympus. Mm-hmm. They love us. And plus also...
Who, by the way, was the recipient of the Golden Colt Award this year.
Yes.
At our Christmas show.
Yes, yes.
Plus we help backstage, so we get to see the accidents before they hit the stage.
Oh, I'll bet they're
fun. You
can
see the fall of costumes.
there are some that never make it to the stage.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
No. Every year they have at least one that doesn't make it to the stage. It's kind of nice.
I never knew that. Yeah. I mean, these are just so...
It's because they're professional.
It's out of the mouth of babes. You know, whether you're a beneficiary or not, one year of... A couple of Colts said to them, hey, you know, it's not that we don't mind being in front of and seeing the whole thing, but if you could use some help, we'd like to help. And so a few years ago, thanks to Ty Burns, we got involved in helping. It's not just Colts. We have some people that are non-Colts and help backstage, help them get dressed, because some of those outfits are... Some are heavy and some are very complicated.
Oh,
a lot of wires and stuff.
Wires and feathers.
The Crew of Olympus, basically, when they put on an event, they're a person carrying a Mardi Gras float.
They're basically the float.
Yeah.
So it's and it's a nice little thing to help out with. And yes, there are some that don't quite make it to the stage.
And that's a shame. All that work.
And they put a lot of work into those feathers and stuff.
I've been to Miss Camp America events. Yeah, some of that. You never know what's happening backstage. But the main thing is, you didn't know.
That's the main
thing.
And we're not afraid to work for our supper. And if you would like to work for the work at the Crew Ball,
sure,
to you or anybody else, it's a nice benefit to help out with. It's at George R. Brown Consent.
Help out the Colts and help out the Crew Ball. Hell yeah!
Well, they help out Hatch.
I'll
be whacked if I can remember all four.
Sisters,
the Hatch Scholarship Fund.
Yeah.
And no one in here knows anything about that group.
But, no, the Crew's been around for 40 years. It's their 40th anniversary.
Yeah, I did know that, because it's a big race.
You did know something.
Stuck. What they're thinking about is their next event, which is 12th night, which is the big red explosion.
Yeah.
Which is January 9th, but I wouldn't plug.
Yeah.
Not that I would plug it, but, yeah, wear red. I was told I could wear just a big red bow. Yeah. That's all it took, and that's all I have.
It's a little pricey to get in it.
And, Louis,
it's like $30.
Yeah, but it's... Free bar, free food.
Yeah.
We help in a lot of things.
They do. Oh, they do good food.
Oh.
Louis Weekend, and I was going to say, you mentioned Louis, and that we also are a member of Texas Conference of Clubs.
Oh, yes.
Has a land site up in Central Texas.
For the PWA camp out.
The PWA camp out is up there as well, as they have a lot of myriad other events. It's an open campground that allows anybody to actually rent the campground. So they have a shower facility and a nice kitchen facility.
Full kitchen, hot and cold, running shower, bathroom.
One of these days I will actually get to make it up there.
Organizations can definitely rent that. And it comes
You've never been there?
I've never been able to make it.
Oh, my God.
There's always something going on. There's always something going on.
Excuses.
He says he doesn't want to go because he's seen G-Men naked before.
Yeah.
On that note.
Exactly.
How do we get in contact with Colt 45s?
www.colt45s.org.
45s.
45s.org. And there are links to also connect to us by email. That's the best way because we are a volunteer organization. Mm-hmm. We do not have people manning or womening or...
they're staffing.
Or staffing even. Any of those different things for phones.
We
had to be politically correct.
Yeah, manning or womening.
I just saw Precious recently.
What's that? Womening?
Staffing people. Yeah.
Staffing would still be the same thing as manning. Definitely. This is KPFT After Hours. We're going to hear a little bit of music, and I think we've got some hatchlings here.
I do believe.
Woohoo!
All right.
Go. Stars turn blue.
Hi.
Hey.
That totally hit me out of the blue. Okay. Hi, I'm Alex.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Gordon.
I'm Happy.
But you can call her B or Happy. I'm Lakia.
I'm Bryant. I'm Black.
And I'm proud.
I'm old.
Aww. Aww. But we loves you anyways.
Much love.
He's Brandon. He's a facilitator. We're legit. We have our people here. And this is the Hatch Radio Show. And if anybody's out there and interested in coming to Hatch, we have Hatch 3 days a week, Tuesday, Fridays, and Sundays. Tuesdays from 5 to 9. And on Tuesdays we have trans group every other Tuesday from 6 to 7. You can come on Friday from 7 to 10. 10. 7 to 10.
It is 10.
Or Sundays from 6 to 9. And you can hit us up at www.hatchyouth.org if you want to find out more. It's a pretty awesome site. You could check it out. Or you could just Google Hatch Youth and we're like the only thing that pops up. First three things are us, so. Yeah. How is everybody's Christmas?
Do we really want to go into Christmas and how it was?
Yeah, think about the time with all your family members. Ugh.
I didn't spend any time with my family, actually. Oh.
Which is sad. And you were totally invited to my family events, and you didn't show. But it's okay. I love you.
We still love Lakia anyway.
I am...
What did you do?
I slept a lot. I slept a lot, hung out with some friends, slept a lot. I didn't go to work. I, like, seriously have been working since the 15th, and the only 2 days I've had off since then were Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, you're lucky. I had to work on Christmas Day and, like, 2 days before, and, the whole holidays were just kind of for work, so.
Well, did your work get any worse the closer you got to Christmas?
I believe so, because I work for an answering service, so people call in and scream at you for no reasons during the holidays.
I work at a toy store.
Good job, make the children happy.
I reminisce about where Miss Lakia works, because I used to work there, and as I would pass by there, every time I went to the mall to go shopping, there was just piles of children in and out of that
piles
store.
Of children?
Yes,
piles.
They were piles.
Like they would hop upon each other.
They would. They would go, but there was like the mile-long line behind the balloon lady. So there was a pretty decent number of children in the toy store. So
yeah, I'm afraid I would jump off of a cliff.
I threatened to a few times. But I didn't.
Instead, you got sick.
Instead, I got sick. They made me sick, the little people. It was horrible. Oh, I felt so sick over the New Year's. I felt horrible, but it's alright. What'd you do, V?
For Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was trucking on a bus.
You were trucking on a bus.
Trucking on a bus.
What?
U-Haul trucking on a bus. Oh. No, we were, I got everybody together, and we got on the bus and went to the hospital. It was quite pleasant.
At the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get to the hospital for?
To visit.
Visit who?
My mother.
Ah, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's home now.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's always good. What'd you do, Alex?
Me? I spent Christmas with lots and lots of people in my house eating all of my food. All of my food. Like, I made, like, me and my little sister and my mom made, like, 2 cakes, like, a lot of cookies, and just a lot of food, and they ate it all.
If you were going to complain, I wouldn't have ate it. You couldn't, should have told me.
I was like, hold on, when did you come? Okay.
Somebody's a little slow on the uptake tonight.
You know what? But, yeah, that was it. It was quite boring, and I retired to my room quite early. What about you, Ashley?
My Christmas was okay. I had family over. Of course, all the children's woke up in the morning. And
y'all keep speaking about children. I don't even know what those are. They literally do not exist.
Semi-grown human.
Well, see, we played the Santa thing. Mm. You know, we did all the gifts and everything. And so, like, as I'm going to bed, it's probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear a little scampering of feet into the living room, like, past the tile front the front hallway. And I roll over because I sleep on the couch. I don't have a bedroom. I sleep on the couch with the dogs.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So I roll over, and I go, go to bed! And they're like, and then they're all like, Santa came, Santa came. And I'm like, oh, Santa's not going to come again, you know.
Santa will take his stuff back if you don't go to bed.
And then, like, all of them came out of the bedroom. And, like, I hop off the couch and scare the living bejeebus out of them. Bejeebus out of them.
Bejeebus.
And then they all run back there. So, and then they get
a litter of children.
Yeah.
A litter.
No, it is a litter. My mother was busy.
Wow.
Horrible.
So then,
broken TV for mom.
So it's about 3 or 4 in the morning by the time I get to go to sleep. So then about 7, or not even 7, as soon as daylight comes, the children run out of the bedroom and attack the presents.
See, I never got that thrill because, like, every time we had the open presents when I was a kid, we would have to wait for my parents to get out of bed.
Oh, that's what they had to do, but I got woken up in the process.
Oh, my goodness. Like, we'll stand outside my parents' door at, like, 7 in the morning, like, wake up! Get up! It's Christmas!
Yeah.
And, like, my mom would be like, can I sleep, like, 2 more hours?
No.
No, see, what I did, since I was on the couch and I got woken up, you know, my brother and my cousin were in the back bedroom, and they got to sleep because, you know, they have their own room. No, what I did is I just leaned over on the couch and went, boom, boom, boom on the wall, which is because I woke him up, and then my stepdad comes out of the bedroom. He's like, I guess it's time to get up. I said, yeah. If I'm up, you're up. Go start coffee. And so they got, like, all these lovely assortment of gifts, and the one that I loved was Rock Band.
Nice.
Got it for the 360, Rock Band 2 and 1.
I suck at that game.
Oh, I've mastered it. Really? I can see how Dev, like, totally does it now. Like, on the drums, I am, like, a master at it.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I have no coordination here. Like, no.
I can see.
I don't like the drum. I think if I was going to pick up drumsticks, I would just learn how to play the actual drums.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I'll be playing Rock Band. It's like, I would really like to go
and really drum.
Really drum. Which, I mean, you know, it's like a practice pad anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. I played the drums once, and I convinced myself that I can play the real drums. I'm like, got it. And I go, and it just sounds like
poopy?
Pots clashing. Yeah. It's terrible. It's just a horrible illusion, the drums.
That's why I don't even want to try DJ Hero. Because I really...
No, I played that.
I really want to DJ. And, like, I don't want to, like...
Break your spirits. By the time you're ready, you're like, yeah, we can go. And then it's doesn't happen.
I know how to do this. I've been playing DJ Hero for 2 years now. Like, yeah. And I'm trying to get it, and it's just not...
It's not happening.
Yeah, you go out there, it's like, Wicca, what? Like, it doesn't work anymore.
Like, yeah. Well, he broke the DJ.
So, I set up Rock Band shortly after all the kids had woken up, then did all the cooking somewhat because I got really sick. Like, somehow in a day, I acquired an ear infection, a sinus infection, and bronchitis.
Children, I'm telling you. And, like, the conglomeration of them together gave it to you.
Well, I think, like, they went to Walmart, and then they touched everything
Walmart
and then touched
evil.
Me and then I got everybody's diseases, but I was really sick, so I couldn't really cook. But the day before I started feeling bad, I helped my mom cook, like, a bunch of pies and everything, and we went all out, and then we had the Christmas dinner, and my aunt came over for once, and that's a first because she normally is like a Scrooge and stays in her own house with her 5 million dogs and her birds.
A bitter old woman with her 47 cats.
Yeah, no, she don't have cats. She has dogs. She has, like, 2 corgis, a husky, and 2 chihuahuas. And one of them, like, its eyes go this way, which...
This way.
They can't see.
Yeah,
this way being cross-eyed.
Yeah,
no, cock-eyed as an owl.
Yeah, it's that way.
Oh, excuse me.
They look opposite, and, like, it spins in circles and barks. So she spent
that's
all...
Horrible.
Like, most of the time, she'll spend all the day with her dogs. But so, yeah, and then after everybody had left, there was the normal family drama, and it just, like, exploded and progressed over the past couple days, so...
Your Christmas seems eventful.
It was. The most like eventful thing about it that I enjoyed was the rock band, because I played it and I didn't let the kids play it even though it was theirs.
Oh, so you hijacked the poor children's. Shame on you.
Well, I had went to Toys R Us the day before and fought all the old people for it. It was the last 360 Rock Band 2. Okay, I had to fight an old woman for it. And
it's
so,
like, Granny, you're going down.
It is mine. And, yeah, Toys R Us, day before Christmas, don't ever do it.
Why would you go shopping the day before Christmas? Like,
okay,
I
hate every person who went shopping in the mall the day before Christmas.
Yeah, let me be the first to attest that I was doing my shopping at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve at the Woodlands Mall. That was
why?
Because I didn't know what to buy anybody. I'm like a...
So you got an epiphany, like, the day before?
Why don't you just give people money? That is the easiest issue.
I know.
You tried telling my grandmother, oh, here's 20. No, she wants
like,
something.
She's like, what is this? This is plastic.
Why
can I do it?
Depends. Work.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's rude.
I'm sorry.
I said grandma, not old geezer. Like, you know, she's not that old.
I think for old woman, you can't go wrong with a nice bath and body set. That's just the rule I live by.
Yeah, I got her, like, this cute little warm packy thing, like it's aromatherapy.
Okay, that's kind of cute. Okay.
Yeah.
People are rude.
Yeah.
No, like, seriously, people would come to my store and be rude to me. And it's just like...
It's like, I am a giver of love. Be nice.
I am a giver of love.
Like, you made teddy bears with me.
And it's just... Cause they came at me rude. And I have to smile. And they came at me rude. And it was just horrible. Because it's like, you know, from Black Friday to today, there's, what is it, like 20-something shopping days. But you waited till the last one.
And then you want to be rude.
And you came at me like I did something wrong.
As my mother said, there is 364 days to plan before Christmas. You have 364 days to shop. You cannot wait for the last 20 days to shop or the day before. That is just unacceptable.
I agree.
Because I heard about it through, like... From Christmas or Christmas Eve, or whenever me and my stepdad had went shopping, to New Year's Day, it was like going on. And so every time my mother would talk about something, I'd be like, Mom, I'm going to throw the same thing back at you that you threw at me. There's 364 days to shop beforehand. So just because this person's birthday is on this day does not mean you can have the ability to shop the day before.
Poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine.
Thank you.
Now, see, I didn't have any money to purchase my mother a Christmas gift until my stepfather gave me a gift card. So.
Yeah, my theory was everybody was going to wait till the 30th when I got paid, but then I told my stepmom, she's like, no, you need to go buy it. So she, you know, forks over cash and like, go shopping. So, you know, I wind up at the Woodlands Mall, like, you know, buying everything all at once.
See how it used to be for me, like, my birthday is December 4th, which is exactly... like 3 weeks before Christmas, and so I would
happy Christmas birthday.
I would end up spending my birthday money on other people's presents, and that, you know, that didn't always work out for me too well. Which, you know, this year I didn't really do that because, well, I didn't go home yet. I'm not going home till Wednesday, and so I just bought my parents' presents. Well, actually, I just bought presents, but they weren't actually for my parents. So I'm going to pick my parents up some presents, like, tomorrow or something.
But you see, you get them, like, after the Christmas sale. So,
yeah.
Like, you get them all nice and back to where they should have been priced versus what they were. Like,
but no, me and my Christmas Eve shopping got to pay top dollar for everything.
Walmart.
Girl, no.
Walmart on Christmas Eve is no joke.
No.
Walmart is not fun.
Did you see the news? This man got beat up, like the Walmart greeter at the door, he got beat up.
Hi, welcome to Walmart.
Somebody got shot at Dillard's.
That's not funny.
At the mall
horrible,
I work at, somebody
geez.
Got shot at Dillard's.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah,
what
my first
like
thought
yesterday?
Was to call Richard, but I'd already talked to him, and so I was like, it ain't Richard, and his mom's not at work, so I'm good. But yeah, someone got shot the other day at Dillard's.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
Christmas shopping,
it was like
joke.
One thing of CK Men's cologne left, and the guy wouldn't back off, so he got what he deserved. I do apologize.
No confessions. No confessions.
Inappropriate.
On the radio.
Well, did he get shot and killed?
I don't know. I don't know if
yeah,
he
you're
dead.
The one who said you did it. Did he get shot and killed?
I hope
good
not.
Did.
Can't have a murder charge.
Why does that sound so funny?
It doesn't. It's
good
horrible.
Dead. No.
Just for the record, no one here that I know of has committed a murder.
Well, there was that one time.
Hey now.
No.
specifically one of a shooting at Dillard's.
You don't know the life I lead. Or the places I've been or what I had to do to get there.
That was the joke of the summer.
Oh, I love you guys. That was all how we rolled.
Man, this summer, I just want to take the time to talk about 09.
I want to do it too as soon as you're done.
Summer 09 was ridiculous. It was just the most horrible summer I have ever, ever lived. And
you left on my birthday. It was the worst birthday I've ever had.
You know what? I'm very sorry about that. That was horrible. Like, I left, like, the morning of. Like,
I was there at the freaking
when did I leave? It was, like,
7 in the morning.
Because we slept in my car that night.
Oh, my God. I remember.
Why are we sleeping in cars so again?
It was a tragic tale.
Well, yes. I get
very tragic.
Tragic.
Yeah.
I got kicked out, like, in July after coming out to my mother as transgender. And then, so I was, like, you know, homeless in Houston. It's not really brilliant.
Not cool.
Yeah, not cool at all. But then, like, so I had the bright idea of going to Detroit, which is where I'm from originally, and staying with some family up there.
I was about to say, you know who there to just go to another state?
Hey, now. I'm from there. Like, all my family is up there. Well, yeah. Most of my family. And so I went up there, and I happened to leave on the day of Ashley's birthday. I'm sorry.
Worst day of my life.
It was horrible. Cause,
and
like,
then we had, like, a birthday party a few hours later.
It was so horrible.
It was so bad.
And I felt horrible because, like, I saw all the pictures from your birthday party, and there was this kid. I don't even know who he was, but he was sitting in my
Logan.
Spot. He was sitting in my spot, and I was like, I see how it is. I leave Houston, and, like, y'all replaced me already. That's cool.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't at all. I had to have another buddy. But no one can replace you.
No one can replace
me. There's a distinct difference why he could not replace you.
Yeah, like Beyonce, you're irreplaceable.
No.
It was just because I'm black.
You're black? Oh my God, I didn't know.
I don't know if everyone in Houston knew that either, but Alex was in fact black.
I know, I sound like a white boy, but... So I've been told.
That was an epic night, though.
Yeah.
Kind of in a sort. When we went
on
my birthday.
I heard stories.
4 o'clock in the morning at Denny's.
Yeah.
All wet. Because we went swimming.
Anyways, we were talking about tragic summers.
Sorry.
That was a nice part of the tragic summer.
That was quite nice.
Are we talking about tragic summers?
We had some really good times, though.
Yeah.
Like, this whole summer. Like, there have been some really good days, and then...
Yeah, like, 30 seconds ago, you just said it was tragic, and now you're like, well, we had some good ones.
Well, I mean, like, you can't...
If you take, like, a sum of everything that's happened, it was pretty tragic.
Yeah.
But the days that we all hung out
and, like,
and had our time,
yeah.
Like, on the hill, when you were asleep in the car, it was just me, Richard, and Lakia.
I was tired.
And then we came back to the car, and the windows were all
squashed.
Oh. Stop breathing so hard.
Y'all left the windows up. I couldn't breathe. What I was supposed to do?
Hey, now.
We forgot you don't have opposable thumbs. You couldn't let down the window.
He took the keys with him, okay?
Ooh, you can
open
the door.
In the back seat, and I was comfortable. I was not moving. He had that Lincoln. Man, that was a comfortable car. Again, tragic summer. The car is now gone. Like...
The queer car killer.
Like, he's out there.
The queer car killer?
That's what we named it. Because, like, Lakia's car broke down, like, twice. Twice. In, like, this... the matter of months, and then Richard's car broke down,
and then
it started working again, and then it broke down again,
and
now he doesn't have a car, and he's, you know, using the Metro. I respect that, but
Metro
don't run in my city.
It's good for what it's worth, but I can't ride the bus.
You too fabulous for that?
Yes.
I just figure you pay $1.25 to get where you're going, or you can put $10 in your tank.
I'm sorry, I'm too pretty to be on the bus. That don't work for me.
Gordon, what is going to happen?
What do you mean, what is going to happen?
How are you too pretty? I don't even understand what that means. Too pretty for the bus.
I'm too pretty for a lot of things, but I do it.
How? I don't understand how one can be too pretty for the bus. Explain it to me, please.
Well, I'm just...
If I sit on the bus, I need some pretty people to look at.
Sometimes the bus stops and the guy has to go pee, and you can go up to his seat and get some awesome Facebook pictures. Like, I've done it before. Just sat there, click, click, click.
So, like, you're telling us that you sat in the driver's seat of the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have hijacked the bus and they would never know.
No, they leave the keys there, too.
Oh, that's hot. Note to self, never leave my keys with V.
And you see, but you see the craziest things on the bus.
She didn't take the bus. She just said she took some nice pictures.
That's all.
While taking the bus.
You see some funny things on the bus. We saw this man, and he had, like, weave glued in down to his neck. And it was hilarious. He had, like,
tracks. You can still see tracks on their neck,
like,
and stuff.
On his neck and around to his collarbone. And we were like, why, Mr. Random Bus Guy?
Mr. Random Bus Guy?
It's hilarious on the Metro. Wow. You see a lot of things.
Alrighty then. On that note, I respect the Metro, and it's very useful. But still, the queer car killer is out there, and it's lurking. But it's 2010 now, so hopefully the queer car killer...
Maybe we turned over anew.
Yes, yes. Hopefully 2010 will be, like, the best year ever. Because 2009 pretty much sucked.
Yeah, one can hope. One can only hope.
I'm going to go ahead and give 2009 a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Like, the first half of 2009, like, before May.
When I met you guys, that was the best part of 2009.
Thank you.
Yes. Y'all made it.
That makes me feel special.
It does. And then, like... Because we started talking again, and you drug me to a Hatch meeting.
Hatch.
Woo! Yeah. I mentioned you in my speech that I did for that fundraiser,
The Secret's Out.
Yeah.
Nice. You did a great job, by the way.
Were you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, I made Beth and Chris cry.
You did. You were really, really good.
Yeah. I was really nervous, but...
You couldn't tell.
Oh, that's good. I wore my white dress. I was looking good.
Oh, you. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. I don't know what was the best part of 2009. I would say... Like,
on a scale of 1 to... Oh, sorry. I just cut you off.
Know.
I did.
It's kind of rude.
Rude. Very rude.
Well, she's just going to go down. Rude, though, so
I just... Well, I'm from Rudeville, and I guess kind of, you know, in my
That's
accent.
That's unacceptable.
But, mm-hmm. You know.
It's in your accent.
You going to continue?
Excuse my French. Okay.
Speaking of French, I got a French tattoo.
Oh, what?
I've got
random.
Anyway. Yeah, just like randomness of Hatch Radio, guys.
So should we go down the line and say what was the best thing of 2009?
All right, Yeah, let's do that. All right, the best part of 2009 was definitely the crew. Like, the beginnings of our first crew and then the establishment of our second crew. Because we had, like, just, it was like the 4 Musketeers. Like, we could do no better. It was awesome. And then it kind of went downhill. But then we met a new member. And then that was awesome for that part. So, yeah.
What about
you? I wonder how old girl's doing right now. You know, I don't know. And she told me not to talk to her again. So, I'll leave it at that. I was just checking up on her. I was trying to be a good friend. And apparently...
That's sad.
Anyways... Ashley?
Probably the best part of 2009 was when I got drugged to Hatch. I've got to say that was probably the best thing that happened to me because I met some really amazing people, made some best friends, reestablished Ooh. Friendship with a very old friend of mine, and
that's me.
just met some really awesome people and was able to do a lot for the community and, you know, being a public speaker and stuff, that's probably one of the new things that I really enjoy doing, and I want to get back into it soon, but I have to get to a Hatch meeting. But yeah, Hatch is definitely the best part of 2009, I've got to say. So,
agreed.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that the best part of 2009 for me was that I graduated high school in May.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
that's
so
old news.
You know what? It was in 2009, okay? So, anyway...
Hey now.
No. Oh nine. Anyhow, back to Gordon. So back to me, let's focus on me. No, I graduated high school in May, and so that was good. Like, I was happy that I finally got that monster over with.
Mm-hmm.
And now on to bigger and better things, i.e. college. Ugh.
College ain't that bad.
College is nice. Man, I love college. Hey. Sorry.
Yeah. I had to throw that out there.
Miss V?
It was an okay year for me.
Everybody's all dim and grim, and then here comes V. It was okay.
Yeah. Well, no. Over the summer, I had to do summer school for no apparent reason. Like, I went to summer school, and then I came back, and they're like, you didn't need that, and they stripped me of my credits. I'm like, whoa. Like, they just took them off my transcript. It was ridiculous.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yay, HISD.
Right? Ooh, HISD.
I had, like,
four boobs.
Four boobs.
Four boobs. That's nothing to be proud of.
No.
I take that.
I had some up and downs on relationship skills, but as of the countdown to New Year's, I am officially not single. And it's fantastic.
Ooh. Hold on.
Love is in the air.
We will update later.
I'll
talk to you later.
After this.
It's been a couple weeks.
After these words from our sponsors.
Definitely, without a doubt, 100% has to be the National Equality March.
Yes.
Best part of 09.
God, I forgot.
Most epic part of 09. Best thing ever. It was amazing.
I didn't get to go.
Spectacular.
That was the best day of my life. Like, seriously. Best day of my life. Like, it was so magical. Like, no, seriously, like, I was not even tired. Y'all know I don't like walking. And then just the whole time, I was so energized. I had, like, this burst of adrenaline. I was screaming the entire time.
Exactly,
like,
dude.
It was so awesome. And then when you look, like, you get to a corner where you have to turn and you look and see all the people who have already turned before you. Like, it was so many people. And I just felt like, wow, we're doing this. Ah, it was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I think Gordon's going to leave us now. Say bye.
Yes, unfortunately, Gordon must go home. Yes, I know.
Gotta
make the parents happy, too. So. Well, I'm going to go, but on that note, if you ever need anything, guys, the GLBT switchboard is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is someone there manning it who you can call at any time to talk about anything that you need. If for any reason you need that phone number, it's available at the hatchyouth.org website, or the phone number right now is 713-529-3211, guys. On that note, have a great evening, and come see us at Hatch one time.
Yay!
I didn't like that. There's somebody manning or womaning it.
Woman.
I want a woman something.
Come over here, baby.
Oh, no. Let's stop this right now.
It's inappropriate.
But,
yeah. 09 was all right. I mean, could have been better. It could have been a lot better. No joke. It could have been way, way better. Yeah, National Quality March. And then, like, the weeks leading up to it were extremely stressful because
we were
getting ready for it.
Wasn't it?
But, when we took off for the National Quality March, it was pretty awesome. Like, our bus was awesome. It was good times. So.
There were 31 people in our entire group that we went from Houston, but there were 16 people in our van and a 15-passenger van. But nobody really complained about it, and that's how awesome it was. Like, we were so cramped. People were sitting on the floor, like, sitting literally on the floor of the van, like, for most of the ride to D.C. from Houston. We drove, and, like, it was so awesome, and nobody really complained about it. Like,
yeah, the day y'all left, I was so jealous, because I was like, man, I really want to go.
You totally could have came.
I could have, but I had lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, but that was nice. And then I turned 20 a few weeks ago, and that was kind of cool.
Aren't you awesome?
I try.
Slowly, we're all aging up out of the teams. Yeah. I think, who's next?
I think it's me.
You are 17.
You are 16, going on 17.
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm going to be out of the teens in July, so it's going to be very depressing. Which, by the way, Vicky and I are planning this massive bash because our birthdays are right before people go back to college.
Sounds fun.
I don't understand women. They're like, I just can't wait till I'm 21. I can't wait till I'm 18. Can't wait till I'm 16. And then they get 40. I'm like, and they lie about their age. I'm like, I'm 29. You can't tell. I understand that. People, I love being my age. And that's fun.
Just wait till you turn 40. I'm sure you'll understand.
I don't lie about my age. I'm actually quite excited about my age. People seem really shocked when they find out how old I am.
Me too. And like, people always think I'm like 22 or 23. And it's like, no. Sorry, I'm 18.
Yeah, I get the same. Which is why I ended up in that relationship.
Ashley.
That was not even on purpose. Met him at the Secrets Out.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard. Secrets Out.
Secrets Out.
No, no bueno.
But yeah, is anybody looking forward to anything in particular in 2010?
A better year.
Other than that, I'm definitely looking at going back to school again. I'm very excited about that because this was not my semester. So I'm looking forward to having a full course load. I have 19 hours lined up for this next semester.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes things pucker just thinking about it.
Imagine that. But when I start school, I'll be doing 36 hours.
36 hours? It's a
24-hour school.
Oh.
In Orlando, Florida. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's, like, I'll have my bachelor's degree in 2 years in recording arts, so...
Jealous.
Fancy.
I got, like, what? My schooling won't be done till, like, 16?
I'm sorry.
Class of 16?
Oh, goodness. The world ends in 2012?
Yeah, at least
I'll try. Oh, my God.
Please, don't.
Man, I hate it when people say stuff.
You just ruined
the world is not going to end in 2012.
Please. Just to let all you people know.
Like, I don't know who told you this. Why you believe it? Nostradamus? I don't even know.
False advertisement.
Yeah, the stars are gonna align. I don't know what's going on, but it's not. The world's not gonna end. This is not Y2K or any of that business. Like, it.
Well, that was just foolish.
Yeah, that was just 2000. Foolish. Oh my God, 2000. We're gonna die. Nah.
They just ran out of room.
They ran out of calendar space.
I remember, like, our garage was, like, lined with bottles of water. With, like, the huge jugs of water in, like, December of 99. And I was like, Mom, why do we have so much water? She's like, it's for 2000. And I was like, is all the water in the world going to dry up? I don't understand.
Oh, man.
People think every time, like, there's a 6 in the year, that 6, like, when June 6th comes around, the world's going to end. It's just ridiculous. People just wait for the right time. You're going to end, not the world.
Exactly.
Isn't that movie The Omen came out in June 6, 2006?
Yes.
That was creepy.
That was a good movie.
It was epically creepy.
I haven't seen it.
It was a good movie.
I hear it's good.
I was kind of creeped out, and I don't really like scary movies, but that was pretty good.
Watch Saw. It's a good movie.
Man.
Saw?
No,
I do
scary
not.
Who movie? Doesn't watch Saw?
Some scary movies just make me laugh. Like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
Like, I literally laughed the entire time watching that movie because he kept dropping the chainsaw. Like, a smart person would have went up and just picked it up because he was like, trying to find it. And it's like right there. It's like, get the chainsaw, dude. What are you doing? I'd have picked it up.
I don't like the scary movies where it turns out it was my best friend.
No.
It's like, really? It's a regular human. It's not some superhuman. You're not super strong. You know, kick him in the balls and keep going. That's how I feel.
I don't like scary movies at all. I don't watch scary movies. They make me sad, and I don't like to watch them.
You were creeped out, like, when we were watching Nine.
That movie was...
Nine by
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, yeah.
Wait, which one? Was it the cartoon animated?
It was animated.
It was cartoonish, okay. Yeah, because I watched the Nine. It was District Nine. That was the biggest...
Oh, District Nine.
Yeah, District Nine.
District Nine.
I am not a fan, and I was also, like, not a fan of the biggest, quote-unquote, horror movie of the year, Paranormal Activity.
I
watched that movie, and I was highly disappointed, because I was like, okay, my stepdad watches these haunted sighting things on the Travel Channel every Friday night. I've seen scarier, I mean, bigger, badder things on the Discovery Channel.
Paranormal Activity wasn't really supposed to be scary. Like, it was just a funny, scary movie.
It was like a documentary, pretty much. And I wasn't impressed. I mean, my brother got a bootleg of it, so...
You know what was a good movie? Precious.
Precious.
Oh, I saw that stuff, like...
I still have the stub in my wallet.
I think I watched Precious Christmas Day. That's what I did on Christmas. Oh. I watched Precious.
I'm sorry.
That's how my Christmas
Precious.
Was. I watched Precious. No, that movie is so good and so sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. Like, when I saw it, like, sometimes you're not ready for that level of a movie.
Mm-mm.
And, like, I was just sitting there. I just finished watching, like, Ron Burgundy or whatever with Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I pop in this DVD, and I'm just sitting there with my mouth open, like, oh, my gosh. Like, what am I watching?
Yeah. It's like, so real.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read the book, and the movie is really sugar-coated.
Yeah, it is.
It just, it's a wake-up call. Book? Yeah.
Push. I would love to borrow it from you.
It's like a list of people, and I don't even physically have it at the moment, but I do
give you a dollar.
A dollar?
Yes.
A dollar?
Yes.
A dollar? I got
yes,
two.
Ma'am.
I got $2. We got two over here. Can I get a three?
Okay.
I need $2.
Why don't y'all just go to the library? $2.75 And
sit
borrow
inside
it.
Books
and
movies.
I got a book fund at the library. I can't go there. They looking for me. They searching.
They're looking.
Oh, sweetie. They got your, picture by the door.
Don't
have you seen
woman?
This girl?
She owes us money. Anywho, if you haven't seen Precious, you gotta go out and see it.
I haven't seen it, so I guess
you gotta go out and see it.
Yeah, you have
to. Is it on MovieSix.net?
I got on bootleg.
Oh, you want to give it to me? Please. Okay. Please.
I didn't bootleg it. No, I just got
it. Stop bootlegging movies. Like,
I had nothing to do with
it. I went to school, and I go to school in Fifth Ward, and the movie Notorious had just came out.
Oh, my goodness. I have that.
Wait, and everybody saw it. And the thing was, Paul Blart was number one in the box office. I'm like, how did you all see it if the movie isn't, like, making good ratings? Because everybody has it at home the day it comes out. It's ridiculous.
That and Soul Plane. Soul Plane made no money because everybody bootlegged it.
Right.
That was so sad. It was kind of funny. It was comical. It was comical.
Made me chuckle.
But, yeah, there are some pretty...
I'm going to be real honest and say I didn't see Soul Plane, like... in theaters. I saw Soul Plane like years and years after.
I'm
trying to remember what I watched.
I saw it on network TV.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
Did y'all ever have those shows that y'all parents would not let y'all watch when y'all were younger? I just remember like sitting in front of the TV and then all of a sudden my mom comes in and turns the channel and then I'm just sitting there still and she's like, no, leave. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm about to watch Boston Legal. I'm like, why can't I watch it? I watched the episode the other day, y'all.
It ain't that good.
It wasn't that good.
No. See, the thing is, like, right now, like, when I was younger, we weren't able to watch, like, certain shows. But then again, my 6-year-old and a 9-year-old and 11-year-old sister are watching Family Guy and playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
You know?
I don't understand it.
I don't.
And, like, my little brother got Grand Theft Auto 4 for Christmas. That game is dirty. And, like, the only thing is just, like... Curse, naked lady over here, and going in the car doing business here, and I'm just like, there's a rating on the back of this. Do y'all not read this? It says mature. Audience is 17 and up.
17 and up.
And, like, I don't understand that, because I wouldn't be able to watch that when I was younger, but then again, or play that game, but then again, you know, he's able to. I mean, the most I got to play when I was younger was Earthworm Jim on Sega.
Earthworm Jim? I remember that.
Man, we're old. And Primal Rage. Oh, that was the best game ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, do you think it has anything to do with you are a girl and he's a boy?
Man.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just my mama don't care anymore.
I had to deal with that mess all the time. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because you have that older brother.
Yes, I had an older brother. And, like, he had to do way more stuff than I did.
I was the oldest, so I had no
restrictions.
Nah.
It's not cool.
I got into my daddy's stash and dirty magazines when I was younger, and my mama found out. I don't know why that didn't hint to her that I was kind of on the gay side, but... Because I had it under my pillow for a while.
Dude, didn't I tell you, like, I have, like, a calendar of, like, nice pictures. And, like, all of a sudden, like, I had it under my mattress, you know, the classic place to hide things that you shouldn't have. Right. And then, like... I swear, one day I went to go look for it, and it's not there. And I'm like...
Embarrassing.
Has my mom been in my room
Don't
recently?
You hate that feeling? No, like, the day that I found out my mom, like, had found that was also the day that my box of condoms had gone missing, as well as my lubricant. And no, I'm just saying, like, that is the most horrible feeling, knowing that your parents have gone through your room, because I had my dirty magazines under my bed, plus I had, you know, the other things under my entertainment center in a drawer that was, you know, blocked off. Well, I come home from a weekend away, not only is the magazines gone, but everything. Under there, and everything that was in
the
it.
Supplies, all of that.
Is gone. And then to top it all off, there was some leash type things, not mine. But it was kind of like equipment for certain
restraints.
Restraints. And to know that my parents had seen that.
That's awkward. That is so awkward. That's not cool, man.
And then,
talking
you know,
about a co-egg moment.
So, I walked
in. What did they say to you?
Oh, we didn't talk for a week.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's
like parents do that.
These are my parents. Like, they just don't talk about
yeah.
it. Like,
they just they ignore it. And then, like, it was the same thing whenever my dad had walked in on me and my ex in the act. The only thing that he did was he jingled his keys in the hallway to let us know that he was there. And I'm in mid climax.
That's horrible.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, my father just here. And then so like we freeze and we're like, okay,
how are we gonna do this?
No, and so like we hear him leave, and so we finish up after we're done, and or then we finish up after he leaves, and then
I love that y'all finished.
We're not gonna have it like that. So like he comes home later on, and I'm like, are we gonna have this discussion, Dad? He's like, what discussion would that be? And I'm like, all right, that's good. And then, like, but this was after the fact that he had found all the equipment and everything. And apparently my siblings, whenever I had went away that weekend, had a condom-throwing party in my room. And so that's how they found all the things. And then they said, oh, look, this is what Ashley has under her bed. And this is what Ashley has in her drawer. What is this for? Is this to walk the dog? No.
Oh, my God.
So these would stay.
Jeez.
Girl. Hey, I had it hidden. It wasn't like it was out in the open, like I had the handcuffs still on the bed. Or
Ashley.
I can't live like this. I can't live like this. This is ridiculous.
It's not like everything was still there. I mean, I was...
Sweetie, nobody's judging you. You don't have to judge yourself.
Everybody's cracking up.
Yes.
She's the only one, though. I'm just laughing because I know. I know her.
I mean, but see, like... It was the most, I don't know how to describe it, but I can understand whenever you feel like, is your mom in your room? Because you're like, when you find out that your parents have been through your things, and they get a sense of what you do in the bedroom, yeah. Or know that you're even active in the bedroom, it's like, should we discuss this, or should we just leave it at that? I mean, because I can just YouTube how to do this and this and that, because that's how everybody learns these days, YouTube, or the internet, Google. So it's not like we actually have that sit down birds and bees talk anymore.
Parents
so.
Do not want to know these things about their children.
No, I got mad at my mom one time, and I said, yeah, that's why we did it on your bed. And that
that's
really
horrible.
Why
horrible.
Did you say that?
Horrible.
Because she was degrading me.
And did that help? Did that give you the upper hand, Ashley?
Had sex for 5 years.
Oh, goodness.
You didn't mention that in the same conversation, did you, Alex?
No, that was later on.
That's
this was
horrible.
A couple weeks ago.
But parents, they generally don't want to know, but I feel like they go looking for it.
Yeah.
It's like they look for it, and then they're I didn't need to know that.
But yeah, what's new? Yeah, when they find it, then they're like, oh, my maybe goodness. I shouldn't have looked. Maybe I should just let her
this
have her own
This not
thing.
A good idea. I'm going to go make dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to go make dinner, but it's still going to be on my mind. And then I'm going to have, like, a blow-up day where I'm going to be like, I found this in your room, and I don't understand what went wrong.
They always do that. Like, they'll save everything that they've got on you
That's
until a
winning.
Time when you mess up, like, the littlest. You don't wash the dishes or something. I'm like, and see, I told you to put the dishes in the dishwasher, and this is why you got dirty magazines under your bed. And I'm like... Because I don't wash the dishes?
Something like that happened to me. No, my brother had taken me and my ex Astroglide.
Oh,
okay,
God.
And he brought it in his bedroom, and I didn't do the... I forgot I didn't do something, and that my mom came out of the bedroom. She's like, that's why I found Astroglide in your stuff. And I'm like, when did we use that? Because nothing's been going up there, and I've never
whoa,
used it.
Whoa.
No, like, just in general, I was just like, I've never used that. I've never seen it in my life. I don't know what it is. She's like, your brother found it in your stuff. And I'm like, oh, he did he? That's why he's been using it. And then he's just like
why is he? Man, I don't know what I did to my little brother and sister, but I instilled some fear in them when they were young. Don't go in my room. Like, don't, even if I'm in there and the door is open, you better knock on the open door. Not gonna open the door. Don't come in.
My children. No, those
they
children
younger
don't.
Than you too.
They don't listen. Mm-mm.
Y'all are lucky. Y'all have doors at my new place.
I got a couch. That's a, I got no
yeah.
doors.
She had
it's
a
like,
door.
But they have doors. But I just feel like I just have upstairs. I have no doors. Have no privacy. It's just like they can't even knock because you know they're not going. It's not even like the frame of a door. At the most, I can get beads. Like, you know.
You. I hate those.
Beads.
I like those.
You can't see me on the other side of my beads.
I used to have those, but those were in my closet.
Yeah, I had them in my closet, and they got really annoying really quick. And so one day I was just like, you know what, I'm tired of these beads. Pulled them down, and then my stepmom came in. She's like, I spent $20 on those. I said, oh, I'm sorry. They were annoying. You thought they would look good, but they didn't. So you don't have to live with them.
What year do you think it is?
If there are any, like, youngins, like, listening to the radio station, I just want you to know, like, hiding things under your mattress, if you are hiding something under your mattress, go move it. If you're hiding something under your bed, go move it. If it's in your sock drawer, take it out and move it. Put it somewhere else, because they will find it. Like, if your parents snoop, those are not good hiding places.
All right, guys. We need to step out for a moment and do our PSAs and top of the hour identification. So we'll be back with in a few moments with Hatch.
All right.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Did you know you can find KPFT on the social networking sites MySpace and Facebook? You certainly can, and we'd love you to add us as a friend and get us connected with friends of yours. On Facebook, for example, you can connect to KPFT as a friend, join our fan page, and check out a special video message from General Manager Dwayne Bradley to Facebook users. On MySpace, KPFT provides event videos, updates, and a lot more. With both, you can link up with other KPFT listeners, get the latest news about the station, and find lots of extras. It's fun, so catch up with KPFT online. On MySpace, visit myspace.com/KPFT Houston. On Facebook, visit us at facebook.com/KPFT Houston. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio 90.1 KPFT Houston.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Remember, if you're on Facebook, you can find After Hours on there. Link up and be a friend of ours, a fan of the show and the radio station. And if you heard the other PSA about the housing, ignore it, because remember, if you're a fag, they can still throw you out of your home.
Can you say fag on the radio?
I didn't know we... Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Can I say what?
Fag on the radio.
I didn't know you could say fag on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're taking that word back, though. We're taking that word back.
I got my staples. No, you can talk that. Okay.
Just have to make sure.
Are we on?
Yes, we're totally on. There's some side conversation going on.
So, as we were discussing before we went to break, we were talking about
hiding your stash.
Hiding your stash of dirty things.
Let's talk about good places to hide your stashes.
Well, no, because the older folks are listening and they will find it. I'm just letting y'all know where
not to put it. Under your bed, that's not a good place to put it. In your top drawer in the back, or even in your bottom drawer in the back, because your parents will know this. Behind your bed, per se. A hole in the wall that
anywhere
you just have to
around
put in there.
Your bed in general.
Since it's 2009, and bearing in mind the type of technology we have these days.
2010.
What are you on?
It's 2010. Why don't you just hide your stash on your computer? Most kids these days have a computer.
They got that spider thing now that can go and, like, see everything you do.
Yeah, but don't let your parents touch your computer.
I know. Parents aren't that techno-savvy.
I just got this new laptop. Here, Mom, why don't you proofread it for me?
Right.
Put some stuff on it.
I think the best thing
a lot of people like
iPod.
Handhelds. Because, I mean...
Handheld.
Like,
Like personal, like
there's a lot you can do with an iPhone or an iPod.
iPod Touch, yeah,
that's
yeah.
so true, and it has a lock.
You don't need to stash anything anywhere.
It has a lock
don't
on
ever
it.
Tell your parents what
And
the
I would
is.
Like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Google Chrome going incognito.
Oh yeah, incognito.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're gonna do a digital diary, I did a digital diary on my iPod Touch. It was not a good idea. Because I'm just missing that information because somebody stole my iPod. So back it up. If you go digital, back that thing up on flash drive. Or you can have a secret file on your computers with the old Windows. I'm not sure if you can do it now. Have a secret file.
You can have a secret file.
Mm-hmm.
And it's password protected too.
Yeah.
You don't even have to download anything these days, honestly.
Yeah, you really
got
don't.
Stuff online. There's YouTube for...
Again, they have incognito.
There you go. And they have plenty of not online storage.
I didn't say indigenous. I said phone notes. I said intuitive or something. Intuition.
Well,
know.
See, like, going digital, that brings you to another point of getting caught doing things. So.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, when I was, like, way, way younger.
Way, way younger.
Whenever I had found the daddy stash of dirty magazines, then I found out daddy had been looking at lovely sites on the computer.
Mm.
So, you know, I didn't realize my parents had the spider thing on it. So I was going on all these things, and I was taught, this wasn't like when I was way young, maybe I was like 14 or 15. I went on the computer and I was talking to all these people, and they said what I was talking about wasn't very appropriate.
That's unsafe,
at the time.
Guys.
It totally is. And then, like, I would go and look all these things, and again, I don't know, understand why my mom did not get the hint then. But so, like, needless
like,
to say...
Excuse me, your daughter's a lesbian.
Yeah. So needless to say, probably, like, about a month or two after that, like, all the stuff had just built and built and built. So one day, my mom and my stepdad, they come at me with some papers. And these papers are all the chat logs that I had done.
Oh.
And so they're all the chat logs, and I'm like, I didn't do that. And she was like, that's your screen name. I said... And it was hacked. It was Jonathan. And then they were like, no, it wasn't. I was like, I can't help it. I just have a high sex drive.
That's funny.
But that reminds me of, like, one time when I was younger, and there was some stuff on my computer that my mom found. And it led her, I guess, to a search. And she started looking for a lot of other stuff on my computer. And, like, I had downloaded some stuff, but I threw it away. I put it in the recycling bin, but I didn't empty it.
People.
And so she, like, she was already angry with me, and then, like, she, like, just almost in passing, like, I found the lesbian porn in the recycling bin.
Stop digging through my digital trash.
This was before I was out, too, and it was, and, like, we never talked about it again, ever, 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 but, like, I've got to, like, I think to myself, like, she had to have known. That's something.
Well, like, I don't know what it is about y'all. Because, like,
porn would be a big indicator, I think.
I mean, yeah. You would think, but no.
Like, I don't know, like, what it was with y'all, but, like, I don't know. I spent too much time on the computer, and so I knew, like, to delete history. Like,
well, see, I knew that button. But the spider catches it all like that.
See, my mom, like, my mom never touched that computer because she had her own laptop.
Oh, well, then, see, that's where I went wrong.
And, like, plus, she couldn't have gotten on the computer because I was on the computer all the time.
Stop shuffling about in your pockets.
Yeah,
but what computer?
If I had a nickel.
Man, she keep asking
I
us
was just
if
about
we
to
want
say
cookies,
cookies.
And she's got, like, this big bag of cookies, and she's like, y'all want some cookies? And it's like, no.
She's wearing this frameless glasses.
I love this girl. Yeah,
oh, she's, like, driving down the street with her car, rolling down the window, talking to little kids, y'all want some cookies? Hop in the back.
That ain't cool.
I am a baby snatcher.
Yeah, she does snatch babies, though.
I love babies. They're
back
great.
To the subject, speaking of cookies, you have to...
That was the subject?
Speaking of cookies.
We're on the
no, delete
subject.
The cookies off the... If you don't want... That's the main
I
way.
Yeah.
Delete the cookies on your...
That was a nice reference.
Well,
I
see,
like
they,
that.
On this nice... what is it? The
the Windows Explorer thing or whatever, Internet Explorer, they have it where you can not only delete the history, the delete the cookies, or delete the temporary internet files, you delete them all at once.
Yeah.
It has a nice little button for that, too.
Yeah, and, like, not only that, but, like, if you don't want to delete everything, first of all, never go directly to the site that you go to. Google it. Yeah. Google it. And then click it. Because it's automatically going to come up on the cookie thing. And then you can't delete it individually except for the new computers when you can just X out on there.
Yeah.
And then you can delete a whole day of work.
Well, see, like, I saw my... That's how I found out my brother was doing stuff like that. Because I got on there and I was like... Because I remember I had went to that particular website once. And so... Like, I saw it, and then I saw this, like, live Jasmine thing, so I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, okay, well, he has a girlfriend, so why is he talking to these people? And then, so I went to another site, and then I confronted him about it, and he was like, that was me, that was Daniel. And I was like, you're so full of crap, because Daniel wasn't over here that day. And I was like, this is, like, around, let's see, 1 in the morning. I said, why would Daniel be up at 1 in the morning talking to naked women online? Don't understand it, but okay. So, like, you can easily just see all that, and he apparently wasn't that smart. So I just put in an L, and that's what it came up with.
Kids nowadays, they don't understand how to properly browse the internet. And, like, I really feel bad, because I think I failed as a big brother in teaching my little brother how to safely browse the internet. Like, browse responsibly, because... I swear, he's putting, like, 5 viruses on my computer, and I'm pretty much just gonna throw that one away. Because, like, he just... Really? Like, I feel like I failed as a big brother to, like, teach him the responsible.
I just pretty much... I just don't mess with .net and, like generally .com, .org, sometimes .net. Like, some websites, .ms, PQR.
Oh,
it doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
It's ridiculous. Like, you just have to be smart about it. Like, really?
A free iPod for shaking my head, really?
No.
For shaking my head.
To catch the baby. Catch the baby.
Like, all that stuff.
And then they have, like, obvious pictures. They have, like, Jennifer Aniston, Beyonce, and Angelina Jolie. Which one's Beyonce?
It's ridiculous.
Just so everybody knows, Gordon made it home. By
Yay, Gordon.
Yay.
Love you,
you
Gordon.
You did it all by yourself.
He's probably, like, was sitting in his car listening to it.
He probably was.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Gordon. Oh. Shout out to Beth, who's totally not here because she's at work.
Well, no,
shout out to Dilly,
work.
Who's
she's
listening.
Sick. Oh, well, she's sick.
And I told Vicky I would give her a shout out, my sexy lady friend. And
really?
Yeah, and then a shout out to Robbie T because he asked me to.
Since we're doing shout outs to Juno and Kim.
Shout out to Victoria.
Oh, Juno.
Victoria. Yeah.
Juno.
Whatever.
Shout out to
Deb.
Deb, I haven't seen her in so long.
We love you, Deb. And we're totally sorry for being, like, uber inappropriate on the airwaves.
It's not totally inappropriate. I mean,
you are an inappropriate person.
Exactly. This is how much shame I have. It's gone down. It used to be this big.
Oh, this much?
Yeah, this big.
Radio!
Okay, let's talk about... Okay.
If you just look at your finger, you see from your tip to the first little line, she has less than that. Just work it out in your head.
About an inch.
But we love you, Deb. We love you. And yeah.
Indeed.
Des, you're pretty cool, too.
Shout out to the man who invented peanut butter cups.
On Family Guy, that's when that was two people who crashed, and peanut butter got mixed up with the chocolate, and then he killed them both. So that's what how peanut butter cups
peanut butter, jelly time, peanut butter, jelly time, peanut butter, jelly time.
That's not, no.
Okay.
That's not a good idea.
Peanut butter jelly.
We're back.
We're live.
Okay. But yeah, like, I really have to say, like, Hatch has been completely awesome for me, like, this entire summer. Like, I totally agree with Ashley with that being, like, the best part of the summer. Because, like, when I had, like, nowhere else to go, I know that I could go to Hatch and, like, have a new group of people that are so awesome. I really wanted to say something, but I couldn't. But yeah, really awesome people. And so, go Hatch.
Yeah, Hatch 100%.
So, how do you become a member of Hatch?
You just show up.
You just show up, and then either myself, if I'm there, or Lakia, who's there.
I'm usually there.
Or,
Just show up to
401 Bernard Street. 401 Bernard Street, if you couldn't hear all of us say it at the same time.
And when?
You
have to make it so difficult.
Show up Tuesday, Fridays, or Sundays. You can head us up at hatchyouth.org. We have all of our information on there, our times, what we're doing on those days, which I don't even look at the site anymore to know what we're doing. I just show up and what are we doing today, Deb?
Yeah.
So, yeah. We have a lot of cool stuff going on. We have a health night every month where we talk about different health issues. And then we have free testing available, free HIV testing. We have, movie nights, game nights. Sometimes we do crafting stuff. We sometimes just sit around and talk about absolutely nothing at all. But, it's kind of like sitting here on the radio, except...
Without the radio.
We play a lot of card games, too. We play Rock Band. We do a lot of stuff.
Oh, we play Spoons. Oh, Spoons is so competitive.
Y'all start playing Spoons?
But we don't play with Spoons. We play with, the straws that we have.
Those poor old straws.
Man, Des is so competitive.
Right? She is. Oh my gosh.
You are so competitive. You're ridiculous.
It's Des.
Hey, Des is more competitive than me because she left the game that day. And then I tore it up. Like, I won. That was my game. But I'm
when
just saying.
When Dez is in the game, it's ridiculous. Like, we were playing Egyptian Rat Screw. She's like, I have never sandwiched.
No, she's crazy competitive. Like, we were playing Taboo once, and my team won. And she was highly upset about it. She didn't want to talk to me for a little bit. I was like, Dez, it's just a game.
It's so cute, though.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We love you, Des. Pretty cool.
So that's
hatchyouth.org. Hatchyouth.org. Or you can just Google hatchyouth and we'll pop up. We're pretty awesome like that.
There's a lot of stuff you can Google and it'll just pop up.
Like, as soon as you type in hatching,
teens, team hangout spot. It was just some random
stuff. If you look for us, you'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find us. And, like I said, Tuesday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Fridays are the best.
Fridays are the bomb diggity. You should come.
7 to 10.
7 to 10 on Fridays. Be there. And don't be square. Or you can be square if you want. I mean, so
most of us are kind of squiggly.
And
I'm a 3D. I'm a spear.
You're a spear?
You're a spear.
You're like a tooth on a stick, like a spear.
I'm a spear. I'm a 3D circle.
You're a sphere.
I'm a spear.
Say sphincter.
Do it.
On that note,
I'd like to give a shout out to the FCC.
Thank you
for being so gracious.
You can't say that on the radio. That's part of anatomy.
No, you can say that. I'd be sure to shout out to the FCC for giving us some words.
Okay, so sphincter is good.
Sphincter.
Sphincter. Okay, sorry. Overdoing it. All right.
Pyloric sphincter.
Who?
Pyloric sphincter. It's the one between your tummy and your intestines.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. So I cheated my way through biology, so I'm going to let you have that one.
Excuse me, that's correct. I took anatomy for
it. I'm going to let you have it. And
it's mine. Let me have something that's mine.
Who's anatomy what?
No one wants your sphincter.
You speak for yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh.
You don't know what Ashley's into. She wants my sphincter.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Who can spell sphincter? Sphincter.
That's the one who can't say it.
P-H-I-N-C-T-E-R. Thank you.
I would imagine we have a winner.
Alrighty then.
All right.
That from the nurse in the group.
Woo! All right. About sphincters.
Say sphincter.
Sphincter.
Most people don't realize that there are two of them.
There's two of them? Mm-hmm. I only know about the pyloric one.
I don't even know what a sphincter is.
Sphincter.
Okay.
Sphincter. Wait, is there an anal one?
Of muscles, they go.
Yeah, there's an anal sphincter and a pyloric sphincter.
What's pyloric?
There are two in the downstairs.
How do we get to an
anatomy? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's two layers. Yeah.
For all about education on the show.
I guess. I learned that from a nice little book I got from young Cody.
Lil Nye was the shizzle, man.
Volume 3. Oh my, who was making that noise?
Magic School
Bus. I'm trying to figure out.
Stop it.
That is disturbing. Very. I'm disturbing myself. All right, back to whatever we were talking about. Absolutely nothing.
You were saying how you were a sphere.
Okay.
I'm special.
We digress. Yes, you are special.
Anyway, come to Hatch. Don't be a square or a sphere.
You can be a sphere.
Don't be a feared. Just come on down.
What is that?
A fear?
I wish I had a beard.
That'd be kind of weird.
Your jokes make me tear.
Everybody's doing a little laugh because they're thinking of more words that would rhyme. It's done. It's over.
No.
Yeah, I love you, my dear.
That was late.
We're all kind of queer.
Sorry. Anyways,
no.
Chandelier.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now let's have a beer.
Oh no.
We're okay. That was kind of sheer.
That's okay. We're queer.
Okay. That boy was sick. Okay, then.
So,
I'm getting kind of near.
V. Near to what?
To the next questionnaire.
V. It's over.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. It's over.
It's just beginning near. We all right here.
Oh, dear.
Have no fear. Underdog is here. I want to stop. No, we're here for a reason. Okay. Come on.
What? Like, I swear, people are like...
People ask
your
about
friends.
Your friends.
Yeah,
are.
People are always asking. Like, they don't know how cool my friends are. They don't know how funny my friends are. Like, on the end. Like
your friends, but funnier.
You don't know my friends.
Right? It doesn't get any funnier.
People wouldn't believe you. People, I know. They don't. They don't believe me. When I say my friends are awesome... More awesome. Awesomer is not a word. More awesome than theirs. They don't believe me, but it's true.
They're foolish.
Oh, Dilly says hey.
Hey, Dilly.
Oh, he's listening?
Mm-hmm.
What it do?
Hey, Dilly.
What's up? Speak your mind.
But yeah, so.
Who else we need to give a shout out to while we're here? I feel like there's like a whole list of people we need to just yell their names.
All
out.
The Hatch people that like hatched out already.
Oh,
what
no.
It do?
Who hatched out in 09?
Josh,
Chris,
Josh,
Claire,
yes.
Josh,
Claire hatched out. When was her birthday? In October?
In October.
That's what I thought.
Who else did?
For those
Joelle.
Joelle did. Yeah.
Shorty. Yeah.
Shorty did.
She got too low.
What?
I get it.
Right. It's past. It's a temporary joke.
All right, but yeah, for those of y'all who don't know, Hatch is for 13 to 20. So as soon as we turn 21,
you're gone.
We're out.
That's gonna be a very depressing day.
It is, yeah. It's kind of sad. Well, it really is sad.
Do you know what that means? I can't come to the last radio show of the year.
Oh my goodness.
No. Or maybe I can, I don't know.
Keep it
I can't remember when my birthday is, but...
You can always come to the proms.
That's right.
Prom
2010.
Prom is epic. Oh my goodness. That was a really great part of the summer.
We need to start planning it.
Like, that was kind of before
the
summer.
We have to get on it.
Yeah, I was wanting to have a steering committee meeting, but we don't need to talk about this on the radio.
They
have
a queen and a king. Oh, we aren't even talking about it?
A queen,
oh, well,
a queen
and about, a king. Yeah, we can talk about
a
prom.
Queen,
yeah.
And a king.
Queen and a king.
Yeah, one of them. And a prince and a princess.
Y'all do? I'm going to take all of them.
Ooh, get a little too excited.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, there's a table there, sweetie. All right.
But,
no, because if y'all look at my Facebook, I'm wearing a yellow dress that was actually from my campaign for homecoming princess, and I did not make it.
Oh. I'm sorry. Well, just for those who don't know. I was crowned king at the prom this past year in 2009. And my queen of the year was Lakia, yours truly.
Prom queen in 2009.
What?
Pretty nice.
And they're nice crowns too.
Yeah. And they were nice and fancy.
And
crowns.
We got like huge baskets of awesomeness.
Chocolate.
I just want the title.
Some of that chocolate, though, was kind of nasty. I'm not going to go.
It was donated. It was delicious.
Okay. It was delicious, and I loved every minute of it.
I was about to say, you dipped into my basket.
I know.
It better be delicious.
It was that ginger chocolate stuff. It was.
I'm smiling.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
smile. I kept my basket at home. Ain't nobody dipping my stuff, and I ate it. Kind of.
I know you did. It was all over your room.
It was all over my room.
Everywhere.
What are we talking about?
Candy.
Candy. Okay.
What do you think we're talking about?
I don't know.
Speaking of candy, I really like Sour Patch Kids.
I like M&M's.
You know what's really good? Oh.
Go ahead.
You know, the Jolly Rancher, it's like a type of Sour Patch Kids, and it's Jolly Rancher, and it's delicious. They're like sour fruit chews.
You know what I think is an underrated candy? Butterfinger.
Yes.
I don't eat Butterfinger, but like it's my Achilles heel. Like I can't fight it. If I see a Butterfinger and I'm walking through like I'm checking out, I'm like, oh man.
I remember when I used to work at a grocery store, I'd like go on break and I'd pass by it every time and yep. I'd be like, man,
I
want to
grab
gonna
that Butterfinger.
See, yeah, I remember Butterfinger.
Like anyone else, you need a Twix.
Nah, Butterfinger.
I don't want to chew it over with Twix. I want to eat me a Butterfinger.
I used to love Butterfinger commercials with Bart Simpson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that for Christmas.
Why don't they make the BBs anymore?
But I was like, man, I eat Butterfinger and cartoon characters endorse it. Awesome.
They got a new endorsement with Seth Green.
What?
Yeah.
Haven't seen
that.
Real quick, at random, I know you guys got yours out of the way. I just want to give a shout-out to somebody real quick. That's okay. Cool. I'd like to give a shout-out to Snoop. He's my friend Snoop. He's one of my friends. He's a big producer. He's up in Fort Worth. He's actually listening right now.
Hey, Snoop. How you
Snoop,
doing?
Robert Adams, I just want to give you a shout-out. I love you, man.
Robert.
And one day I hope that we can share a Butterfinger together when I get back, so...
that
was so
you.
Sweet.
Oh my goodness.
Aww. Hi, Snoop.
I want a Butterfinger.
But wait, back in my day, Butterfingers were like 20 cents. Now they're the same price as
everything else.
What
do
you mean? We are older.
No.
You remember when you could get a can of soda out of a vending machine for 50 cents?
Yeah. Now it's a dollar.
No, off brand a quarter.
Yeah, and
that's
now even off brands are 50 cents. They think they're all high in my
Go to Kroger, it's 35 cents.
That's a whole 10 cents more than we were just talking about.
That's a mess, though.
I'm part of the whole bulk thing. When I get thirsty, I run to the store and I get a 2-liter and I get a cup. That's just the way it
the
has to be.
The 2-liter wasn't funny. It was the cup.
Yeah. Oh, I remember I used to think like that. I'd be like, okay, this is the dollar versus the $1.39 for this much. Okay, that's what we're gonna do.
But at this point, it's the same price. Like, a 20-ounce of Coke is like $1.39, $1.49, and they have like a jug of Tampico for 99 cents. I'm going for the Tampico.
I don't even want to know.
And at some points, I'm like, well, it's my jug. I paid my 99 cents. I'm taking it to the head.
Is that like cool?
I'm like, no, please.
Oh. Is that like cool?
I'm not going to pay $1.49 for some Coke because I'm mobile. You're going to watch me drink this jug of Tampico.
Orange juice? Is that that bright orange stuff and they have the blue and then the other one?
Yeah, that's
almost,
Tampico.
Yeah, it's almost like Sunny D.
I've never heard of this.
You got to go get you some. It's magic in a jug. And they have, like, the cute little baby ones, but they're, like, 10 cents less. I'm not getting the cute little baby ones. I want my money's worth. I want my 99 cents worth. I want a jug of Tampico.
Tampico.
Tampico. Man. As a matter of fact, I'll get a straw for my jug of Tampico.
I just want to repeat the fact that my friends are cooler than a lot of people out there who claim that their friends are cooler than mine.
Man.
And you may be listening. Whoever I'm talking to, but my friend's cooler than yours.
We're just deal with it.
Snoop.
I just feel like, yeah.
What's up, Snoop?
Friends are made for you. Like, enjoy your own friends. Don't look at somebody else's circle and say, I want to be there.
Uh-uh.
I want to be in your friend.
Don't say my circle's better than your circle. Like, trust me, I don't want to be in your circle.
We don't have a circle.
I don't like your circle.
We have a big...
We're a blob.
We are a blob.
I don't like circles.
but you want to be a sphere. I don't understand. That don't make no sense. That don't make a lick of sphere.
What if it's a $2 circle fee for her? It's $2 on 2D.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
We're a sphere.
Sphere. She can't even sphere. Say sphere. She can't be no sphere if she can't say it. I'm just saying.
Say
just...
sphincter.
Sphincter. Are we going back there? Are we
yeah.
going?
Yeah.
We are so ADD. It's... Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's not. My friend. My friend.
My friends are cool than you.
Oh, man. Are we starting with the spirituals now?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Go on. Go on.
We
wilder children.
We. Oh,
oh! Right.
I'm real sorry for y'all who are listening and expecting like serious conversation.
I'm sorry.
Y'all know teenagers just we have some serious conversations, but not all
but
the time.
Not,
we
not
have
today.
To be kids.
This is like the first day that we've all actually been back and hung out.
Yeah.
We need to joke around.
It's a new year. Loose. Let's start it off with laughter.
Yeah, if you start off serious and your year be all serious and like what's with all the books? No, thank you.
Nothing about studying, reading, nothing. We talking about laughter. She talking about books.
I'm just saying, you know, if you start off boring, you're going to end up boring in a book.
Only boring people get
books
boring.
Are not boring.
They're not. No, I'm a reader.
Very good.
Books but
are
I mean the big, thick, dusty library books. Like, you know, you have the new library over there. Yeah.
Who reads the encyclopedia?
Some people
and I hate them because I have to study them. They have a lot of good information.
I do. It's called Google or Wikipedia. Yeah.
No, Wikipedia. Don't do no Wikipedia.
No, it's called Ms. Bowden. She don't take that. Like, mm-hmm. she look in the book and they say, give me what's out the book. Yeah, it's trifling. Anywho.
I really am sorry for those who are expecting, like, real conversation. Oh, man. That's good stuff, though.
I'm excited about 2010.
I am
because
too.
I am an aspiring balloon artist.
And
I am.
She's made me the most intricate.
She made me a turtle.
She made me a monkey, y'all. Mm-hmm. A monkey. And it was cool. And I loved it.
She made me happy.
Yes.
She made me very happy too.
I just. Actually just pretended to do something I can't tell you about on the radio.
You made me a balloon that looked like that, dear.
Oh, I made her,
a balloon penis?
A balloon penis.
That we
only because she asked me to. And it's so frustrating because I really like to make swords, right? But every time I start making a sword, everyone's like, you're making a penis. You're making a penis. And I'm like, no, I'm making a sword. And so someone asks me to do that. And then it comes out looking like a, like... They tell me it's not one, and I'm like, it's a sword.
I understand your pain.
It just
but
bugs me.
See, that what you made me was used for something good because I demonstrated how to put on a condom, if you remember correctly.
But it didn't work.
Yes, it did.
I think I was too big for the condom.
Rubble.
Yeah, it was too big, but it was just like the first 12 inches. No, we don't have magnum.
Anywho, I'm an aspiring balloon artist, and I just came into a whole lot of balloons. I'm way excited about it because I'd like to start making money with my balloons and like making children happy and such, and I'm excited about it.
Is your New Year's resolution to make a bike?
No.
It should be a full balloon.
You don't tell me how to live my life.
It should be.
You don't know the life I lead.
You gotta see that bike. Y'all don't think you're a real balloon artist till you make a bike.
Oh, what?
Oh, I don't think you're a real balloon artist until you can effectively make a flower. And you know what? She crossed that bridge a long time ago.
Can you make a monkey?
Yes.
She can make a monkey.
Fantastic.
I just
I'm satisfied.
Don't take
no,
much.
No, I don't live for your satisfaction, V. Okay?
I do.
Ultimate satisfaction.
No. Not for you, V.
You can't get
You can't have any.
I'm depressed.
Satisfaction.
No.
Satisfaction.
Not for V.
Oh, sorry.
What about
she
for
gets
me?
Can you even not say?
It don't take much to satisfy me.
That's horrid.
Are we good? All right. Okay. Well, guys, it has been an interesting radio show.
And it's very nice to be back. I've missed all these people very dearly, and especially, you know, Kia and Alex, and I just
I
met
you like 4 minutes ago.
I know,
like,
how you
four? Like a couple
It was
hour
like about
ago.
An hour or two ago, but
exaggeration.
Not to get all, like, yeah. And to the new people I've met this evening. like I said, come see us at Hatch at 401 Bernard Street. You can call Hatch at any time at their number. They're 713-529-3590. Once again, 713-529-3590. And the Hatch switchboard, which has a... Wow, it's not coming up as the right one.
Yeah, the gay lesbian switchboard.
713-529-3211. Now, I didn't get my pencil and pen ready. Could you get me those numbers one more time so I can jot them down?
Well, the gay lesbian switchboard is 713-529-3211. And Hatch is 713-529-3590. And you can also look us up at www.hatchyouth.org. Once again, www.hatchyouth.org. It has all the listings of what we're going to be doing, as well as times and events that's going on at Hatch. Once again, it's Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday. Sunday from 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. Tuesday from 5 to 9.
Y'all should write these times down, too. They're confusing.
And Friday from 7 to 10. So... you know, make sure to come see us at any time.
All right, my name's Akia.
I'm Ashley.
I'm tired.
That's speech tired. Thought you were a V.
AKA V, and I am Max Alexander.
And we will see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Wear a helmet.
We've made it into the doorway. We've made it up the stairs. We've made it into the bedroom, where I'll take you by your short curly hairs. You start to take your clothes off, but I stop you for a thing, hits the floor. 'Cause it can be hot to do it slowly, and there's so much I want. Unfold. Sometimes what's hidden is sexier than what is shown. It's nice to find a hard on, but sooner than I planned. I'd rather start with a softie and feel you hardening in.
All right.
And that was...
That was Pansy Division, Strip You Down.
Ooh.
And before the Hatch segment, we mm-hmm. did we had Jay Arsenault with Season of Love.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I'm on many Yahoo groups.
Surprise.
Adult and otherwise.
No and surprise there.
On one of them... Well, I've been hearing a term for gay men called goy. Anybody hear about that?
Goy?
Goy.
It's a new one to me.
I know. It's a Jewish term, actually. However, this is a different term because it's spelled G-0-Y. G-0-Y.
Okay.
And I'm going to read a little thing about what goys are about. Goys, spelt G-0-Y, are homosexual, bisexual, or straight-identified men who have some level of attraction for other men. We do not engage in anal sex or effeminate behaviors. We also do not identify with the gay community because we feel that we do not fit in with them. Now, the whole idea about the goy thing, the G-0-Y, mm-hmm. is that they are substituting the zero for A in gay because A for them represents anal sex and they don't do that, so they put the zero in. Goy has been around as an alternative identification for homosexual / bisexual men since about 2004. We basically promote health of body and mind as we feel a healthy man is an attractive man. We know that a huge percentage of men identify as bisexual, and we welcome them into our brotherhood. We are mostly discreet in our relationships. We generally do not come out. I am unusual in that I am an outgoing bisexual man. My wife and my family knows and my closest friends are aware of my orientation. We have as a core belief that men should not look at their male-to-male relationships in the same way married men look at their relationships because men and women are different. Men do not and should not be submissive or dominate in a male-to-male relationship. They should approach everything as equals. No one plays the bitch or gets bitched in a goy relationship. We do not call each other girlfriend, and we do not affect girly behavior. We generally do not go to gay bars or engage in casual one-night stands. We build a friendship first, and we wait to see if it builds in intensity until physical affection becomes a natural part of the relationship. Since we keep our female relationships separate in our minds from our guy relationships, we do not see having a good time with our buddy as cheating on our wives. Our buddy is not going to replace our wife, and even if we love him as much as we love our wife or our girlfriends, he is a buddy, not someone we marry. A homosexual goy couple, that is, say, a Kinsey Six, may pair bond and live as mates, and we would refer to to each other as paramour or a soulmate, but not husband, because that is a term for a man and a woman, not two men. Fraught is our major sexual experience, and if you have a pair bond relationship, you might engage in oral sex, but you need to trust that your bud is not engaged in risque behaviors with either multiple women or oral sex with men. Again, because penetrative sex can spread STIs. We are generally Christian, but not always. We base our relationships on biblical principles of friendship and love as espoused by the relationship between Jonathan and David. We reconcile our beliefs with the Bible in the theology based on the original interpretations of the Bible meaning and Hebrew and Greek and not on the King James Version. I am not the author of the main goys.org site, so do not go there and then come back and attack me for what he said, please. Most goys are militantly against anal sex, and as a nurse, I am against it for health reasons mostly. We think that all anal sex is wrong, male to male or male to female. And we believe this because anal sex is the leading vector in the spread of HIV. As a child, I was sexually assaulted, so I have my own reasons for being against anal sex.
There's the hint.
Considerations. If you want, you can go to www.g0ys.org. Be warned that if you do not like to see pics of guys involved in sexual contact, you won't like it. Also, if you practice anal sex, you will be more than likely be offended by the stance the site takes. Also, do not come back and attack me for being open and honest about what I and how I identify. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the introduction of the Down Low for White Boys.
When I read that, I felt it was a slap in the face for my more than 20 years being a gay activist.
Let me see this piece of trash.
I did not do all of that work for this guy.
Why was it a slap in the face for you, Jimmy?
Because he is enjoying the fruits of the labor of all of the older gay activists, and chooses not to identify, and actually, I felt put down.
He's a closeted gay in denial. Hello, he's a closeted bisexual in denial. Mm. What you really need to do instead of being offended by him is give him the name of a good therapist.
Well, I didn't actually have to write back when he wrote that.
He wouldn't have read it anyway.
Because so many others did.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm talking gay and bisexual men and straight men.
I would imagine so.
Were offended reading that.
Yeah. No one plays the bitch or gets bitched in a gay relationship because they practice for mainly frottage.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Unless you're going to lay on your sides, you're going to be called the bitch if you're the one on the bottom being frottaged. If you're the one who ends up needing the washcloth more, you're the bitch.
And did I not hear Jimmy say that this man said he was a nurse?
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes. Yes.
Does that scare you?
One professional to another, sir. You have a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, yeah, I can... After hearing all this, I can understand why they don't engage in anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because it means they have to remove their head out of their ass first to get it on.
Yeah, that. I'll put it to you this way. I'm not putting down anybody in their choice of what they want to do for their sexual pleasures. But I know, I've run across a lot of guys that, for whatever reason, and I've never asked them, but they just don't enjoy engaging in anal sex.
Oh,
and
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's understandable.
No.
That's
he's
understandable.
Denying everything.
But
what he was saying there just...
I was like, what?
It's a constant... I mean, every line is a contradiction from the last line.
Yeah.
We believe that because anal sex is a leading vector of the spread of HIV.
I think
anal sex is not the only way to get it.
Uh-huh.
But once again, we all kind of perked up when the line is, as a child, I was sexually assaulted.
Mm. Amen, sister.
Okay, so that's your reason why you don't like anal sex.
You know, I have heard this term now for the last year, and I've not really delved into it to... This is the first
yes,
time.
Yes, you have. You end up at glory holes all the time, and you probably dealt with a boy or two on the other side.
Probably. But I'll put you...
You'll find goys at every adult bookstore.
And, I read this, and I sat back, and I thought, and I thought, and I thought. Then it hit me. These are gay Republicans.
There you go.
That's what it's all about.
That one line, anal sex is the vector for transmission of STIs.
HIV.
HIV. You know...
Yeah, well, it
correct
actually,
me.
It actually
I've
is,
got,
but,
I've got a, I've
but
got,
we have to say unprotected.
Yes,
anal
but
sex.
I've got a nurse standing right here next to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can contract HIV through vaginal sex also.
Yes, yes.
And this part I know because a friend of mine back in Virginia contracted HIV this way through oral sex.
It's very rare.
It's very rare, but it can happen because I know somebody that had it happen to them.
And what usually is the cause of it is that the person giving the blowjob has gum disease, and that's how it gets in.
Or some sort of cut inside.
Remember, safe sex means never going down on your waiter at a Mexican restaurant.
That's right, because you've eaten all those chips, and that can cause little tears in your gums, and that's the way HIV gets in, because it doesn't get in through your saliva, and as soon as it hits your stomach, it's gone. Yeah.
So you have to drink enough margarita so the alcohol disinfects the mouth, and the salt closes those wounds. Then Paco's all yours.
Yeah. So, I mean, just that one line right there just made me go, wait a minute. Somebody's not paying attention to everything.
I know, but there are websites and organizations springing up now.
Because penetrative sex can spread STIs. So if you jerk off each other, you still have the chance of spreading herpes.
Yep.
Yep.
Gonorrhea. Yep. Syphilis.
Yes.
Chlamydia.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
All the above.
Let's not go there. I'm not getting any fun out of this one at all.
I know, right? But all the above on that. I mean, it's...
Propage is our major sexual experience. Who the hell are you, a British schoolboy? My God. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Bless you.
Thank you.
But all of this...
Jimmy wouldn't tell me any of this beforehand, so I'm having to read through the story going again.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't believe that their male-to-male relationships are cheating on their wives.
Maybe they should ask their wives about that.
That's
what I'm going to say.
Hello.
Like I said, this is the down low for white boys.
Yeah.
Now, the only way I would agree with that statement is if they've talked to their wife beforehand and the wife agrees to that
kind
of
relationship. When you say that, I actually had some friends about 25, 30 years ago who actually had that relationship. They were married. They had 5 kids. She stayed home every night, took care of 5 kids while he went catting around. Mm-hmm. And it was okay as long as he came home and as long as he didn't bring anybody.
Now,
it was great.
Now, according to Nurse Randy, my wife and family knows and my closest friends are aware of my orientation.
Right. And every one of them's calling him a faggot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether they say it to his face or not.
Well, look at it this way, sir. Randy, no offense, Robert, but you're a nurse. They already think you're gay.
Just give him the name and the number of Martha's Counseling Center.
Yeah, just because you want to wear the white pantyhose and the white hat, just because you think you look good in white and you didn't want to join the Navy...
He's not wearing white pantyhose. They're black.
That's your rainy desk.
I just couldn't believe it. You know, he is enjoying the fruits of my labor.
Yes, he is.
And denying.
And strangely, usually labor on his fruits.
Hey, Jimmy, what you haven't come to realize is that he's a fruit himself.
Yes. Well, we finally found the one person I won't go down on.
Oh, wow.
We reconcile our beliefs in the Bible. He didn't even capitalize Bible. A theology based on the original interpretations of the Bible, meaning the Greek and Hebrew, not on the King James Version, which was created by a fag. King James was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who said, let's make this book so everyone can read it. So that way you can cherry pick it later on and make pretty signs. Hey, remember Fred? God hates shrimp too.
Yeah.
So when you call us up, we'll meet you down at Red Lobster and we'll join in the picket line.
Yeah.
Or Walmart. We'll go down there for the clothing of two fabrics.
Hell with that. I'm going inside and having the shrimp.
Mm-hmm. I don't like shrimp. I don't eat fish.
I like chicken.
I don't like. Yes, I do.
I don't eat anything that mates in the ocean, you know?
I love shrimp.
I love seafood.
All seafood.
The only thing I won't do is like clams and stuff like that. But
I love oysters and clams and mussels.
Bearded ones?
Well, getting...
eel.
I can't do eel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, your Slavic just fell out.
I love it all. I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. When he said eel, that's an Eastern European.
Yeah.
What about
that's Eastern European coming through.
Probably. At least he's not going for the Cantonese delight.
What is that?
Chilled monkey brains.
No.
Absolutely. Finally found something Jimmy won't eat. Okay.
There we go.
Besides Randy.
Besides Randy.
Yeah.
Nurse Randy. Let's call him Nurse Randy.
Nurse Randy.
Nurse Randy, yes.
And
so if you want
to
find...
He's so defensive about his own statements that he's saying, don't go to this website and then come back and attack me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's probably worse. It really piss you off if you go to the website and read it.
And that website is G, the numeral zero, Y-S dot O-R-G.
Oh, and everybody here is going, after they go home, they're going to go to that website so they can get really pissed off.
You know, I'll pass.
And that's the reason why I haven't gone there, because I don't want to get...
Oh, Jimmy, don't go there.
I did not want to get
your
more
blood pressure
pissed
couldn't
off.
Deal with that.
Actually, you know, what we'll do is we'll save this for next week when no one shows up, and this will be the cornhole website of the month.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. There we go.
There we go.
Was that cornhole or cornball?
No, cornhole.
You missed the hour show of cornholing.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you missed it.
Yes, exactly.
Consider yourself fortunate.
That's not cornholio. That's entirely
cornhole.
I am cornholio.
We went to the National Cornhole Association. I'm just interested in seeing the pics of guys involved in sexual contact.
I know that's.
I think that would be interesting.
I'm gonna have to just go check out the site. I'll look at it when I get home.
Oh boy!
I'll send Jimmy the pictures.
See, I told you I need it. You know, sometimes I pick a good one to piss everybody off.
I don't think that so much has pissed us off as it just we wanted to just take and shred everything he was saying in the
more
whole
like
thing.
Nauseated.
Yeah.
So.
Jimmy, I've never felt like I've been involved in water sports in all my life.
Ooh!
Oh, wow.
Woo! Okay.
Well, then.
I mean, this guy is writing it as a, you know, as he wants to be a standard bearer for this. We have as a core belief.
Yeah.
That men should not look at their male-to-male relationships in the same way as married men look at their relationships. Because the men and women are different.
Well, at least he knows they're different. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we get pissed off month long. We don't have a reason.
But the truth is, there have been closeted gays and bisexuals for a million years. Mm. It's not like...
There's nothing new with
our
that.
Our activism, no. Jimmy, has nothing to do with his life, because believe me, he'd be living this life whether we were around or not, fighting all these fights.
But he's allowed to have this life because of gay activists.
No, because when he gets
his ass...
No,
because he's still closeted. He'd have had it whether we were around or not. They've been doing it for a million years.
I guess. Yeah.
We make it easier for him to get on the computer and say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And easier to go to his wife and say it.
I don't believe for a minute he went to his wife.
Yeah. Probably not.
People like that don't own anything. He's so far in denial, he can't even swim up the river.
But, you know, another thing, what it is
he's over in Egypt, you're saying?
Yeah. Amen.
I think part of what also could be is he wants to spout this party line.
Mm-hmm.
And this way he can tell his wife... Yes, I have these thoughts, I have these desires, but this is what I believe in. And he's rallying around the cause, and I think I doth protest too much. I think this guy is trying to say, you tell your wife this, you're open to her that, you know, basically, I just love to sword fight with other men.
Mm. And that makes it okay.
But what he's really doing is sword swallowing.
But
and so taking a 20-pound, a number 20 tomato can up the ass. He's basically saying, look, honey, I'm cheating on you, but I'm just rubbing dicks with Gary down the street.
So it's all safe.
Which I'm not cheating on you.
And so that shows you things. Okay, he's open and honest with me. This is all he's doing. Not realizing that, you know, that may be just what he's doing with Gary.
And when she ends up with AIDS, she'll wonder
Frank,
how she got it.
Yeah. Frank, three streets over there, he's taking up the rear from.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of these things where I'll tell her a little... So she's okay with it, and I can tell everyone, well, my wife knows.
I still don't believe that part.
I don't know.
I think he's trying to be honest enough, saying, look, you can tell your wife, but don't tell her the whole story. No, honey, I'm not even kissing him. We're not even going out to dinner. It's just like Boy Scouts. We're rubbing two sticks together and see if a fire will start.
Well, I've met a lot of gay men who do not like anal sex.
True. And that is quite understandable because
they're still gay.
Yeah. I mean,
and they still think of themselves as gay.
Yeah, and that's used on there. You have several men who, because of either the tightness of the anus, They've developed the muscles in that area that it is makes it very difficult.
Or they just don't like it.
Yeah. They've tried it and they just don't like it.
They don't like it top or bottom. So, you know, okay.
Then you run into guys at Midtown's Body, you go up to there.
Yeah, I know. You lose your hand.
They get further than that over there.
Okay, enough of your conquest. We don't want to hear about it anymore.
So, oh, I washed. Come on, I ate dinner already. A total pig.
I have an opinion there.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Hey, there was only five of us in the room, so hush.
It's 2:58. It's time for our PSAs.
CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is here to serve you. CARE Houston has a wide variety of pamphlets and workshops on Muslim religious practices for every type of group, from churches and synagogues to schools and law enforcement, and even corporations and city councils. CARE also covers civil rights issues in the Houston community and puts forward helpful publications in an effort to inform the public about their legal rights as Americans and immigrants. Socrates once said, "The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance." So if you wish to know more about CARE services, feel free to contact us at 713-838-CAIR. That's 713-838-2247. Or you can also visit us on the web at www.cairhouston.org.
Hello, this is KPFT 90.1 Houston, and I'm Deloitte Parker, Executive Director of SHAPE Community Center. SHAPE, shaping history for the future. For over 33 years now, SHAPE has shaped history by actively working with issues important to all of us. The freeing of Nelson Mandela, the freeing of Clarence Brantley, death row inmate, the conviction and firing of the officers that killed Ida Delaney and Byron Gillum, voter mobilization, anti-death penalty, police brutality cases, nutrition programs, legal clinics, cultural programs, all of these programs working to make life better for all of us today, for tomorrow. For more information about SHAPE, call 713-521-0629. SHAPE Community Center, 713-521-0629. Thank you.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web, kpft.org. After this music break, it's Roundtable. We're talking gay marriage, divorce, Billy Elliot, Elton John, gay sex in the daytime. What? No bestiality?
Oh, my God.
My God, what are the Brits up to with? They're not doing bestiality or potato screwing.
Oh, well.
Coming up after this.
Love letters from across the sea. Reminders of a sweet inviting us to shed our fears. These are the things I treasure, precious jewels of stolen pleasure. Like shadows in the sand, you cannot hold them in your hand, but they make it all seem worthwhile. And they never
I'm so glad when I can surprise y'all.
You did. Completely.
That was really funny. I like that one.
I channeled the spirit of Lou Costello we were trying to call them in here and just walk into the live and go, "Hey, faggot!" And
only much louder and just dead on.
You had the voice down just perfect.
Perfect inflection.
Oh, whoa, back up. Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes.
Of course, the younger ones did not get it at all. They don't have that reference.
Well, Jimmy turned around and goes, "Yes."
He would. So, what's in
the... I kind of happen to like the word, that word, you know. Because I always like to make the comment of, my grandfather used to eat faggots.
And Jimmy smokes them.
Of course.
So, what's in the news tonight?
Oh, let's see. See, I should have put the picture up here for Billy Elliot. I'll save it for the boys later here. You have to excuse me, my voice is still kind of scratching. Didn't get enough warm, salty solution to. But it was well lubricated. Gay marriage stories because of the new year. Approximately 15 gay couples were married at the New Hampshire State House just after 12:01 this morning as the state's marriage equality law took effect. Woo-hoo. Others chose a church. In a candlelight church brimming with family and friends, Jennifer Morton and Michelle Morrison heard an announcement they waited 13 years for. They were long last married. At the stroke of midnight, the couple joined in a rousing chorus of Auld Lang Syne at their church, the Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua. They rang in the New Year's by observing the moments-old law allowing gay couples to marry in New Hampshire. So that's the...
Slowly but surely, everything, it all moves forward.
Now, let me contrast that with this
that was an interesting
chart. This was actually out of the New York Times and found it on the website. It was Joe Oh My God blog.
Joe My God.
And... there's a way I can blow this up.
I think you got it as big as you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Mouse scroll.
No.
I guess not. Never mind.
Okay, sometimes there's a little button that comes up.
Try it one more time.
No. All right. States that allow same-sex marriage. And I've got a map here highlighting Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware. Not Delaware, I'm sorry. D.C.
Yeah, that's D.C.
And then they have a map here of states that allow marriage between first cousins.
Oh, my God.
Alaska, Hawaii, California, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, New York.
Jeez.
And that is a lot.
It's funny. Just yesterday, a cousin came to visit today, and on New Year's Day when we were all together, my brother was talking about when they were young teenagers, how there were several female cousins that were his literally kissing cousins.
Oh.
So, I guess it's just doing what comes unnaturally.
Yeah, and please remember that, you know, the reason why the majority of the states have a ban on first cousins is because the gene pool needs to get a little bit thinned out, and, you know, You know, just ask those hemophiliac British royals what happens when too many first cousins marry.
Oh, yeah.
But so that's...
Prince Alexei.
Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is it? 7 states for gay marriage. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. 7 on the West Coast that are for first cousins marrying. 7 in the Southeast. 7 in the Northeast. So, lovely. That all, unfortunately, that comes from the National Conference of State Legislatures, posted in the New York Times.
Speaking of cousins marrying virgins here, lock up your pets, hide your children.
Not in that order.
Speaking of the sanctity of marriage.
Look, is there out, a sanctity ladies. In marriage?
Yes, look out, ladies. Turd Blossom is free again. Marriage warrior Carl Rove has been granted a divorce in Texas.
Oh, right, right.
And the family wants privacy respected.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious when he asked people to... you know, he made a career out of putting everybody's dirty laundry as much as possible out in public to get... to sway, you know...
Yeah, Turd Blossom was his official nickname by George W.
So I've always thought that he was a deeply unhappy, closeted man. I mean, that's the impression I always got of him.
A family friend told Politico that after 24 years of marriage, many of which were spent under incredible stress and strain during the White House years, the Roves came to a mutual decision that they would end the marriage. They did spend Christmas together with their son and plan to spend time together in the future. They maintain a strong friendship, and they both feel that the friendship is a source of comfort and inspiration for their friends and family. So it's Bush's fault.
W's hand puppet.
He was Bush's brain.
No, that's right. Bush's
no, Bush was his hand puppet.
That's right. Bush was
his said spokesman Dana Perino, Carl Rove and his wife Darby were granted the divorce last week. The couple came to the decision mutually and amicably, and they maintain a close relationship and a strong friendship. There will be no further comment, and the family requests that his privacy be respected. Tough.
Why?
In other words, she got everything she wanted in the divorce.
Yeah. I would prefer that their privacy be respected, because the least I see him or hear him or there's anything about him, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, as long as he doesn't get caught tap dancing in the bathroom, like,
Just wait.
That's the next thing.
Now, this is on Toller Road, so, of course, there's comments.
Dun, dun, oh, yeah. Dun, dun.
How long until a tight-faced, bottle blonde trophy mistress makes her appearance? I suspect a bottle blonde West Hollywood GOP proud boy to be next. I'm sure he and Jeff Gannon will make a lovely couple. That's a hell of a long time to wait in between shaving your beard.
Oh.
I'm waiting for the tell-all book from the ex-Mrs. Rove, strap-ons, call boys, and meth. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Actually, the thought of having sex with this pig is enough to send me to a nunnery.
Yes.
The sanctity of marriage once again is held up high by the right-wing hypocrite straight supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, comforting.
Sanctity.
No, honey, that's Tucker quotes.
So, like I said, be careful. Take a look out there. Turd Blossom is free.
Mm.
Now, watch out for that hand under the stall. You never know who it could be attached to.
Ooh. It might be you.
The mastermind of Proposition 8 in California, Frank Schubster, has a sister who's gay.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And a candidate for judge.
Oh.
Bay Area Reporter published some interesting information about Frank Schubert, who ran both California's Yes on 8 and Maine's Yes on 1 campaign, which succeeded in yanking marriage rights from millions of gay and lesbians. Schubert's sister is a lesbian, and she's running for a judgeship in Sacramento County.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem, because now that all those gay people are out, it's hard to keep them out of your family, even the best families.
I've always said it is the rabid Republicans that make more homosexuals than Catholic priests do. Chaz Bono, Sonny Bono's daughter. What is she this week, son or daughter?
I think son.
Son. Okay.
Yeah.
Careful.
That was good, though. Thank you. Candace Gingrich, Phyllis Schlafly's son. You know, he's done nothing, so no one knows who he is except just Phyllis Schlafly's son. And hopefully, if we get it right, Isaiah, are you out there?
Isaiah Phelps.
You have such a fixation on him.
Michael's brother?
No. Fred Phelps' grandson. I mean, I showed you the picture of him from a couple of years ago.
Yes, just your type.
So, well, he's 20 now, so, you know, I'm...
He's too old.
Yeah, that makes him too old.
He's aged out. Oh, well. Chris.
Well, you know, I can't say much fun.
So. Well, you know, I got to keep Chris Hansen at bay somehow. I got to throw him off my trail sometime. Anne-Marie Schubert, 42, doesn't mention her family or sexual orientation on her campaign website, but Sacramento County tax records show that Anne-Marie Schubert purchased her home with Julie Greenberg in March 2005, where the women lived together raising two children. Frank Schubert told the Bay Area Reporter that the two women are registered domestic partners.
Registered?
Yeah. Anne-Marie won't discuss her brother's evil deeds, however. Because I'm running for a judicial seat, I'm bound by California Code of Judicial Ethics. This code applies both to sitting judges and attorneys running for judicial office. The code makes clear that candidates may not make statements or commit the candidates with respect to cases, controversies, or issues that could come before the courts. Ethics and a judge?
No such thing.
Well, actually, she's in California, not Texas.
Oh.
but it's the same. The people running for judgeships have to...
To spit it out, Jimmy.
He's not good at spitting.
Yeah, don't swallow it. Spit it out, dear.
Come on. You can do it.
They end the article here with, it's amazing how folks like New York Senator Ruben Diaz Sr., who has two gay brothers... Good to know his parents were right two-thirds of the time. And Frank Schubert can work so relentlessly to remove rights from those who they have closest to them.
Mm. Well, considering how many
sibling rivalry,
considering how many families refuse to even talk to their gay brothers and or sons or whatever, that's not entirely surprising.
Apparently, it is continuing. The work is going on for the a petition drive in California for the 2010 Marriage Protection Act. This is in response to Prop 8. The 2010 Marriage Protection Act would ban divorce in California.
Murder rate would go up.
Married for life.
Well,
married to death do you part.
These people want to protect marriage.
Yeah.
I
think they should do that. I think that would quicken gay marriage. If they ban divorce, that would upset straight people finally enough to open it all up.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, they'll more just like kill their wives or their husbands.
Yeah.
So they can kill one of them.
No, freeze up the courts. I'll freeze up one end of the courts. The other courts will get a little busier.
Yeah.
Go from civil law to federal law,
Let's see. In entertainment news.
Hello. Ooh, hello.
Oh, that's that old homophobe and that old homo. Elton John has been helping Eminem kick drugs. An interview with Elton John, Radio 5 DJ Danny Baker brought up the topic of his addiction, and Elton John acknowledged that he's been helping Eminem kick his drug habit. I've been helping Eminem in the last 18 months, and he's doing brilliantly. When you give it up, you tend to think everyone else has given it up, and of course it's just as prevalent as it ever was. Mm. And nowadays, pills such as downers are even more damaging. Who the hell still does downers? And who the hell still calls them downers?
Oxycontin is...
I think he's having an affair with Eminem.
Could you? Yeah, me too.
Well, he's having something with Eminem, but it's not an affair.
Well... I mean, yeah. Eminem, for all of his rudeness, Eminem has always struck me as a very, very sweet kid, very sweet guy.
He's also, he's performing over in England and changed some of his homophobic lyrics, cleaned them up so people wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the Elton and Eminem little extracurricular video that... Smacking his ass going, my name is. My name is. My name is.
Well, what didn't he do the thing at one of the award shows where dive bombed his butt into some hip hop?
I bet Elton knows how slim his shady is.
Exactly.
Bruno Sacha Cohen Baron.
Oh, that's what it was. That
came
was
in on a wire and teabagged Eminem. And
that's right.
We're not talking about a tax protest.
No.
ABC finally did something nice for the gays.
Oh, really?
Yes. They finally, which had been taking the task over at the Adam Lambert Censorship, had gay male sex on daytime television.
Cue the hallelujah chorus.
If you missed the episode, watch SoapNet. They'll should be running now. Or you can go to YouTube and search Kish Sex. K-I-S-H. That's Kyle and Fish mashed together.
Kiss.
Yeah, I would play it on air, but it's a lot of hokey music and that.
Oh, it was like a real porno.
It was done real romantically, a bunch of lit candles, some kissing and hugging, shirts off.
Fight with the other guy.
Yeah, I actually...
Let's make it honest.
Now, I started watching it actually on SoapNet. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop watching it because whichever the guy that was beat up and that, you know.
Oh, he just gags me.
Yeah. The problem is this. When you're a person like me and you start seeing this gay character on there going, I don't want to die alone and I don't want to live alone. I got to stop this because I don't like these kind of storylines. They hit a little close to home.
Well, you can go to the mayor who married the lesbian. I mean, if you want to be pushy about it.
But, so I had to watch it later when Tola Road put the link out there. So you can go to tolaroad.com and you can find the link on there or just go to YouTube. And like I said, the thing is called Kish Sex. So, I mean, there's all, you know.
So who bottom, who top?
Well, they don't go there. They don't show that much, you know.
Darn.
They show them getting into bed, and they cut to commercial, and they come back, and they're laying in bed next to each other in the afterglow, and because they had sex on... Well, because they had sex on New Year's Eve, there's the fireworks going off in the back, and the candles are in the front. And
it's a KY commercial.
His and his.
Damn right.
Yeah, that was... That would work there. It is a KY commercial, basically.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way.
Oh, so KY was sponsoring that show then that
lovely.
Day.
Lovely.
They have good sponsors sometimes.
KY, sponsor of One Life to Live.
What?
Okay, so everyone's going to want to run in here for this picture.
Well, I'm not.
Jamie Lee Bell, who played Billy Elliot, is going to be in a forthcoming film called Eagle of the Ninth, in which he plays a Celtic slave in Roman-occupied Britain in 140 A.D.
She'll be baby.
Channing Tatum plays his Roman master.
It's getting crowded in here, right?
Yeah, that's Billy Elliot now.
Hey, hey, hey.
He is shirtless, very dirty.
Hot!
In tight pants that I believe you can tell is religion.
I was going to say, it shows off his religion.
Carrying a shield in his left hand. He's got a sword in his right hand. So what's that the hanky goat for? Centaur or out?
I was telling Chris earlier that he's really been making all these very edgy, very wonderful movies ever since Billy Elliot. There's one called Undertow where he has this kind of crazy, sexy uncle that's trying to kill him and his brother to find these gold coins.
Okay, I have seen that.
And it's all very southern, and they're all shirtless and sweaty a whole bunch of the time while they're running around in the woods all threatening each other's lives.
So
And then Dear Heather was this weird conceptual westerner that had lots of your favorite... independent movie, young, handsome, young stars all in one movie with this sort of obsession with guns. Really interesting little movie. So he's been making cool choices all along.
Political news. The Obama administration has appointed a trans woman, Amanda Simpson, to the position in the Department of Commerce, the first such hiring of a U.S. president. She served on the board of directors for the past 3 years and has been appointed by the Obama administration as senior technical advisor to the Department of Commerce. She'll be working in the Bureau of Industry and Security. So, just wait till they hear about that. Can you have a teabag protest for a trans woman?
Yes, you can.
Possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say one.
Another bad one? Good? Thank you.
Teabag, she had those taken out. The only bag she's got are under her eyes. No.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my. Jose.
Next.
Yeah, that's
BuzzFeed. I think this is also part of I thought it was part of the Huffington Post. They had a list here of the 50 best protest signs of 2009.
Ooh. They had some good ones.
The majority of them are they're either from the teabag protest or the March for Equality protest.
I did what? Who?
Now, some of these here, the number five one from the, and I'm just going to go from the ones from the gay rights protest, we'll redecorate the FCC out of you. Number six has a young boy with a sign saying, boys can marry boys.
Aww.
Number seven is a protester says, homosexuality is a sin, Christ can set you free. With a cute college guy next to her saying, corduroy skirts are a sin. number eight has a scruffy-looking guy with a sign saying, would you rather I marry your daughter? Not really scruffy, just, you know, hadn't shaved in a couple of days. Number 10, OMG, gay sex is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Number 11, I liked it, but I couldn't put a ring on it.
Oh, nice. I like that one.
Number 12, who do you think designed your wedding dress?
Yeah, and your whole wedding.
Uh-huh. Number 13, teabagging our way to equality. Number 15, attack the moon, not our love. There's also a sign here on the side I like. Don't be a Shiite, let us commit. 17, if Liza can marry two gay men, why can't I marry one?
that one I've heard, yeah.
Number 18, married 4 years longer than Britney Spears.
Oh.
Good. Sign says, I really shouldn't have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Two people carrying signs that Jesus had two daddies, so why can't I?
Good one.
Side note on here, 28, Obama, bring back Arrested Development.
My God.
30, keep your magic panties off my wedding cake.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hell.
Keep scrolling.
There's That's more here. My two moms can beat up your 14 wives. A protester with a sign that says, lewd women, homosexual, sports nuts, baby killers, Jesus mockers, Mormon, this hell awaits you. And two girls next to him have a printed out sign saying, citation needed.
That's a Wikipedia reference there.
Oh, and I forgot about this about entertainment news. And I had to explain this, actually, to one of my coworkers. There's a movie coming out called Valentine's Day. It's a romantic comedy set for February 12th national release. Pairs five couples as they celebrate Valentine's Day in Los Angeles. Included in the mix is Bradley Cooper, whose gay character is reportedly in love with a closeted football player, performed by Eric Dane. Dr. McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the movie's trailer released Monday omits the film's inclusion of a gay storyline.
Naturally.
Is it possible to market an ensemble romantic comedy to the masses with a gay couple in it? Ed Kennedy wrote after Elton.com, a website devoted to gay male entertainment. Could it be that they considered a bad marketing move in Hollywood now?
I think so.
Now, the reason why I had to point this out is one of my coworkers was talking about the fact she saw the trailer for this, and she saw Sandra Bullock, and she saw Bradley Cooper.
And she goes, oh my God, they're so cute. And so I had to point out to her that Sandra Bullock is not hooking up with Bradley Cooper in this movie.
Huh.
And, you know, the way I said it, one of the other coworkers who is married to a preacher goes, well, is it going to be a man? I go, well, yeah. So, it was, you know, once again, this is one of those lovely little conversations you only find in Tomball.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not just there, but yeah.
Oh, and there's comments. Bradley Cooper plus Eric Dane equals every woman's wet dream. And someone replied to that, I don't think women would get wet over two guys being gay together.
Some do.
Some lesbians do.
And a lot of people took exception to that.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I mean, well, what does he comment about? Oh, it's Live Journal. Am I still a member?
No. You gave up something for Lent 1 year. Yeah, it was Catholicism.
It's got a cute logo on it that I use on that. A Polish chicken with a rainbow flag behind it.
Didn't you used to be a Polish chicken?
Oh, shh. Oh, no. I thought it
was a polished chicken.
I thought I hit the wrong one here.
No, honey, that was Esther's last hookup.
He was doing the polishing tonight.
So now we're going to do a little roundtable in this one part here. This is from Bill Browning, wherever the hell he is. The top 10 LGBT stories of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over. I'm going to go over them and see what we think about it here. 2009 was a year of momentum for the LGBT community. For the first time, federal legislation was passed that included sexual orientation and gender identity. Over 250,000 LGBT people and allies marched on Washington for civil rights. Same-sex marriage was legalized in several states, and the Obama administration fulfilled some campaign promises while ignoring others. Every December, they put together their pick of the top 10 stories, and there's their pick for the years. They've also added an honorable mention, since so much has happened over the past year.
Where's Anise Parker?
I got down to the school to get to see.
All right.
Will you just wait a minute?
Hold your horses.
You mean our new mayor?
Honorable mention was ENDA doesn't pass. While the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, was one of Bill Rico's project top legislative goals for the session, which is the website this is from. Congressional leaders have repeatedly assured the community that this version of ENDA will be fully inclusive of both sexual orientation and gender identity. But delays in the House pushed passage back until 2010 at the earliest. Activists have become more vocal about passing this landmark non-discrimination bill after it was left floundering in committee. And earlier this year, ENDA was pushed to the side by the battles over relationship recognition in Maine and Washington. House members have told the project that in exclusive interviews, ENDA should be voted on in the House sometime in February before being sent to the Senate. LGBT activists and pundits, however, worry that the timing could put potential passage right before the midterm elections and scare off Democrats in conservative districts.
Mm. It could happen.
Well, that's just saying it's going to be a wedge issue.
Yeah.
I think with...
I believe they've misquoted that. It's not going to be a wedge issue. It's going to be a wedgie issue.
No, it's one of these things. It's going to be a wedge, you know, and the thing is this. Let the other side decide what's the wedge issue. Don't decide that we're going to be a wedge issue and make it that way. Let the other one step up.
There you go.
Number 10 on their list. Adam Lambert, Lady Gaga, and Chaz Bono come out.
Yeah, Lady Gaga more like Pop Dad, I think, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing. Is according on here, they're just saying...
That popped on her.
Well, the thing is, all I say on here is that she's a bisexual, not saying that she is intersexed.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite American Idol contestant, Adam Lambert, came out this year, but found himself in the center of a controversy after he performed his new song at the AMA. Lambert deviated from his planned performance to include simulated oral sex with a guy, kissing both a woman and a man, and leading another guy around on a chain.
Does anybody remember David Bowie?
Let's try not. pop superstar Lady Gaga came out as bisexual with no cost to her career. Chaz Bono has come out this year when he announced he was starting to transition. Celebrity gossip rag TMZ broke the story and handled the item with such professionalism and respect.
Yeah.
Texas makes number 9. Stonewall repeats 40 years later. On the 40th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, the Texas Alcohol Bureau Commission and the Fort Worth Police raided a gay bar on its opening weekend.
Right. Yeah,
one patron was hospitalized with brain injuries. Police claimed the gay panic defense. The TABC ended up firing 2 agents over the incident, but the Fort Worth Fire Department reviewed their actions and claimed the gay guy's brain injuries on himself. Yeah, look, the only time a gay man is going to really be bashing his head against the wall if the guy is too short and doesn't come out through far enough on the glory hole.
Oh, God.
Right, Jimmy?
Or during really, really rough sex.
Yeah,
yeah, or you bang on the headboard.
Yeah. Yeah. The wall. Number 8.
Number 8, California tries. What are you in a hurry for?
I
think it was changing the subject, actually.
Number 8, California tries to overturn Prop 8. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, the top story of 2008, which keep coming back as California's marriage activists decide what to do to overcome the fact that a majority of their state didn't think they deserved equal rights. Early in the year, our hope laid in a lawsuit to overturn Prop 8, which lost in May. Later that month, a newly formed marriage org hired a big shot straight lawyers to challenge Prop 8 in federal court. The Supreme Court may not be friendly to the arguments, and California people may not move as quickly as they want them to, but we're confident California's same-sex marriage advocates will eventually prevail. The big question is how.
California is weird.
What's the matter? You can't get through?
I can't.
You got a wheel in the way.
Okay.
Number 7, the Justice Department defends DOMA and LGBT sour on Obama. Tension between the LGBT community and Barack Obama started with some less fortunate statements on the campaign trail, built when he called on homophobe Rick Warren to deliver the invocation at his inauguration. And intensified with a lack of action on the LGBT issues throughout the first months of the year, created a powder keg of resentment in the LGBT population.
Yeah, he hasn't done very well with all that.
Hasn't done nothing.
Yep.
I think we've all known about that stuff there. Number 6, print media takes a nosedive, online media soars. 2009 was a horrible year for LGBT print media. The Advocate shed a good portion of their workers, announced their venerable magazine would become an insert in their sister publication, Out. Newspapers.
What? Wow.
You didn't hear that?
No.
A month or so ago.
Yeah.
Newspapers fared poorly in the new media environment. Employees in the community were shocked when longtime institutions like the Washington Blade and Southern Voice were suddenly shut.
Yeah.
Washington Blade has been replaced by DC Agenda. Also publications shutting down this year included the South Florida Blade, 411 Magazine, David Magazine, the New Mexico Voice, the New York Blade, HX Magazine, Genre Magazine, the New England Blade, and these idiots actually think the Houston Voice closed this year.
It's been gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a website that basically links articles from the Southern Blade. Online LGBT media continue on the rise as more Americans take to the internet for their LGBT views, entertainment, news, and gossip.
In between porn sites.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, you hear us on here? We use Tolaroad.com as a big resource for our source there. There are actually a couple of adult sites that also carry news stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think this story here was actually a link off of queerclick.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their sticky board.
There's no reason why sex and politics can't be user-friendly.
Well, damn it. You know, that's good enough for the Republicans.
It didn't seem to work too well for Bill. They tried to impeach him.
That wasn't his fault.
Well, you know, when you're president of the United States, I think what it was is they were getting him because, in fact, if you're president of the United States, you know, and you live up to JFK's standard, you know, he got Marilyn Monroe, you got the chubby chick who made copies down the hall.
Yeah.
At least stayed up from Hillary.
Number 5, Congress lifts the HIV travel ban. After decades of lagging in the world in respect for HIV-positive visitors and immigrants, the federal government finally dropped the ban on HIV people into the country.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Number 4, the National Equality March. One of the biggest stories of the year was the National Equality March in Washington, D.C. It was called by veteran activists, was quickly poo-pooed by other activists and bloggers worried about its timing issues and the possibility for bad press if no one showed up. 250,000 people showed up.
Good. It didn't. It didn't generate the buzz that the 93 march did, though. Somehow, I don't know why it didn't.
I think what happens, a lot of people were kind of burnt out with marches.
Right.
You know, the teabaggers were there a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
Fox News covered it, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.
So much.
Yeah.
If you can't do it with a click of the mouse,
yeah,
they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's
you can talk about the economy, you can talk about all this, but during my time, I've seen in the years that I've been a part of the community, through the beginning with the radio show and with Q Patrol and all that,
yeah.
I really feel that the quote unquote activists,
armchair activists,
if they can't do it. If this doesn't get the job done, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. You know,
and it sure doesn't mean they're going to click on a button that says donate here.
You know, in terms of your favorite pet peeve, Fred Phelps, you know, the lovely young man that I interviewed about anarchism on my segment, I was ill. One of the things I missed last week because I was ill was he called me because they did... they put their bodies out there with their signs and everything when Fred came to town, even though it wasn't a gay related issue. They went there and made sure people knew that there was a presence there of people that didn't agree with them.
A good part
so
of
I was
it.
I was really glad to be invited, and I would have gone if I hadn't been ill, but I was really glad to see that there still are people will go there and actually make a physical presence.
Well, most of Fred Phelps' protests were actually anti-Jewish.
Well, exactly, but still.
And against Joel Osteen.
But just standing against hate.
Yeah, that's
because,
that's good.
You know, he spews it to everybody.
But the they're talking about this March on Washington had 250,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The 1987 March on Washington,
mm-hmm.
when people were not out of the closet as much as they are now.
No, definitely.
Had 500,000 people.
Wow. Wow, Jake.
Contrast.
Yeah.
I'd say celebrities like Lady Gaga intersects the cast of Hair. They take their clothing off. Cynthia Nixon, she makes weird movies. And Dustin Lance Black, who makes sex videos.
Which Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, yeah.
And Dustin Lance Black, who makes sex videos with porn stars.
Well, didn't he also write Milk?
Yeah. But he's kind of also well known for when his ex-boyfriend, who was a producer of gay porn, released that little sex tape of him doing bottoming for bareback sex.
Yeah, but I think winning the Academy Award is pretty neat achievement for a gay man.
Yeah, but
I mean, come on,
the video was hot. I haven't seen Milk yet.
I keep forgetting that hot trumps everything.
Yeah,
I have a copy of Milk.
Thanks to my cable company, for Thanksgiving weekend, they give you all the stations for free. And is on the movie stations that I don't pay for, so it was free. So I sat up Thanksgiving morning.
You finally saw it.
No, I've recorded it.
Oh, good.
So
I'm surprised that you haven't seen it.
I don't go out to movies unless I get dragged out to them. And
I saw it on DVD.
It's really beautiful.
when it was on Redbox, I got it and watched it.
LGBT activists win in Washington and Kalamazoo, but lose in Maine. Ballot initiatives fatigue set in long ago, but we were involved in three more battles this past year in Kalamazoo, Maine, and in Washington. The summer and autumn saw attack ads from the right claiming that we were going to sexually molest grandma in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Use schools to turn kids gay.
Yeah.
And overturn God's natural order.
Who's going to molest Jimmy in the bathroom?
That is messed up, Jose.
Now, depending on which gay bar you go to, there's somebody named Grandma at them. Not everyone. There is someone who is called Grandma, and they wouldn't mind being molested.
Okay, so actually, Grandma, if it's the same one, is a really hunky, insane muscle guy
That is no. Well, there's, no. But there is a friend. There's a person here in Houston who does kind of a drag show and
everything. But there's a couple of bartenders.
His name is Grandma.
But yeah. My question
very
is
hot.
My question is, on all three of those, which high school is Jimmy performing in the bathroom?
What?
No. Yes. No. Don't start that rumor.
Well, thank God I'm not going to be the only one on the Chris Hansen show. Each campaign often struggled to get attention over the cacophony of federal issues, but our attention came crashing down in November when Kalamazoo maintained their law outlawing discrimination against LGBT people. Washington voted to keep their expanded everything but the word civil unions law, but Maine decided in a close margin to overturn same-sex marriage. The marriage map expands from 2 to 6. On the positive side, it's been quite an accomplishment that same-sex marriage is recognized by 2 states in January and is now recognized in 4, with 2 more set up to start this year. Connecticut, which started performing same-sex marriages in November of 2008, codified its Supreme Court ruling in favor of marriage rights in March. Marriage started in 2008, but they specifically carved out a religious exemption and an exemption. In April, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled for same-sex marriage, and licenses started being handed out later that month. Following the decision was a whole lot of Iowa, and then Iowa. In Vermont, the bill to legalize same-sex marriage passed the Senate in March and the House in April. Marriage started in Vermont in August. New Hampshire, then D.C. And the last one here, the number one, inclusive hate crimes legislation passed. President Obama signed the first pro-LGBT piece of legislation in the United States history when he put his signature on the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act. This legislation was first proposed a decade before, after Shepard, a gay college student from Wyoming, was beaten and tied to a fence to die. Contributor Kathy Reno was one of the first LGBT activists to reach Matthew's bedside and worked with his mother to ensure passage of the legislation. The new law has been instrumental in forcing an investigation in the death of Puerto Rican teenager Jorge Steven Lopez Mercado. Now, I scrolled down a little bit too far here, and kind of agree with this first part here of the person's comment on the first article. You know, first major thing is inclusive hate crimes legislation passed. This response to it is, a hate crimes bill wasn't passed.
Well, what was it?
It's called the Matthew Shepard James Byrd, Hate Crimes Act. Mm. But it didn't pass as a piece of legislation. It was an amendment tacked on to a military appropriations bill.
Gosh.
Hey, they'll find some way to sneak something in.
Of course.
So it was one of those things.
It's one of those that they couldn't get it to stand on its own.
Right.
So basically,
attach it to something they had to pass.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, like you said, there's nothing in here about.
Well, then again, I say, what about Anise Parker?
She didn't make the top 10, obviously.
She didn't make the top 10.
She didn't even get an honorable.
Not even. Seeing a mention in here about it. Now,
she knew it was too late.
It's new. It's new.
This article was posted on December 31st. Whether or not it was.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, it's the second or third largest city in the country now. I mean,
fourth.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, it's still that low?
I think somebody
said it was third, I heard.
I think it moved up.
They knew ahead of time because here's an interview they did with Anise Parker on December the 8th.
That was before she was the...
That was before? Okay.
Yeah.
It was on the 12th.
Yeah. But I,
Okay, so maybe... Now, she did make the Queer Newsmakers of 2009 list. That they did on here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So,
top 15 queer newsmakers of 2009: Neil Patrick Harris, Leomé Maldonado.
Okay.
From America's Best Dance Crew.
Okay.
John Berry, political person. Tammy Baldwin, Dan Choi, Diane Schroeder. Denied employment at the Library of Congress because of transphobic bias. Sam Adams, the openly gay mayor of Portland. Kevin Jennings, founder of Glizen.
Cleve Jones, who spearheaded the March on Equality.
And did the quilt. He did the quilt. Originally.
Well, it's, I mean, for the reason for 2009. Rachel Maddow. My God, could they ever look at any butcher?
She looked like a man.
Anise Parker was number 5.
Awesome.
Number 4, Perez Hilton.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway.
Number three, Chaz Bono. Number 2, Barney Fag. Barney Frank. The damn slip.
Tourette's.
And number 1, Adam Lambert. Well, you know, it's about who made news.
Exactly, yeah. It's a sad comment on our values.
Yeah, the thing I have every niece is, over the last 10 years, the LGBT community has taken more losses than wins when it comes to elections. But openly queer politicians managed to get wins that LGBT issues often don't. Anise Parker was elected to be the mayor of the largest American city to have an openly gay mayor by keeping her nose to the grindstone and working hard while her opponent attacked her sexuality.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This mic is on.
And on the mic is where I got Louis Welch in trouble.
That's right.
When I'm as popular as he was, I'll be in trouble.
Well, on the headphones, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, good.
So it didn't really come through.
So that's the interesting things here, because I mean, there's a lot of these stories coming out about, you know, everyone's doing a list of at the end of the year stuff, and ooh,
who's
going? Kiki,
what's Kiki?
No, jeez.
Everybody knows that he's mesmerized over there.
I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina.
What for?
I know. Yeah, I mean, this is not transporting onto radio. What
contributor?
Yeah, we need something other than we need something
you
other
can't
than
have him.
Visuals.
Why not? Oh, do
visuals on the radio are tough.
I know. So who's Matt?
Cummer.
Cummer, of course.
This is one website I've never seen before. The Billerico Project. Billerico.
Billerico.
It's Billerico.com.
What is it?
They have contributors who are on this blog, and I saw this picture on the side, and it was an article defending decade of my youth.
Defining.
I'm sorry, my eyes were drawn to the other side.
Get your glasses fixed.
And what is it? What is defining my youth?
I don't know. It's an article about his youth of activism.
Oh, okay.
You can always look it up.
He's 23.
He doesn't look
24.
Too old for Chris.
Yeah, just talking about, you know, his past, where he started on this from when he was 13, this decade of activism he's been.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of him, yeah.
He's been carrying picket signs with his parents.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple of documentaries, or at least one documentary where his whole story of his coming out and his parents' support and how just all this activism came out of it. Nice looking kid. I mean, and really kind of dedicated.
So,
and his parents were like amazing too, because they started out fairly conservative. In fact, they might have been real active in the church or something like that too. So it's sort of an amazing story that they ended up supporting him.
Kind of find one more site here to fill up a couple more minutes of this. Ugandan tabloid prints list of tycoons who bankroll homos. California makes May 22nd Harvey Milk Day in honor of the gay rights activist.
Cool.
Story out of Indiana University, a gay black professor of English studies was found stabbed to death. I believe I read this before. The attacker is claiming gay panic.
Of course.
Mexico City.
Mexico City mayor refuses to veto gay marriage legislation, so you can get married, gay married in Mexico City.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
If you can take off your respirators long enough to say I do.
They've had I found that somewhat amazing considering the macho culture down there. That was really kind of cool, I thought. Of all places, it actually surprised me.
Well, if you're talking to anybody.
BBC News presenter Jane Hill comes out. She discusses cohabiting with her partner. I love how the British sound there. Newsreader Jane Hill discusses cohabiting with her partner in the corporation's in-house magazine. First lesbian U.S. Marshal confirmed. Minneapolis Assistant Police Chief Sharon Lubinsky was confirmed on Monday as a U.S. Marshal for the Minnesota District.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I've seen part of this movie, and I haven't seen the whole thing of it. There's a bit of a controversy on what's being called the sequel to Quentin Crisp's biography.
Huh.
What was it called?
Civil Servant?
Civil Servant.
Yeah. Lovely.
Naked Civil Servant.
Naked Civil Servant, yes.
It's called An Englishman in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's actually, you can see that on Logo.
Hmm.
Whenever they're not showing... My God, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, God.
The Sarah Silverman Project. And Reno 911.
Oh, jeez.
I guess they finally decided they can't run the L word forever. No, I think, they've got Queer as Folk. I guess they're tired of the L word, Queer as Folk, and Bad Girls.
Yeah.
If anyone from Logo is listening...
Change.
I would like to see you go back to the Showtime archive. Bring back Brothers.
Yeah. So what? Very much. So what's the controversy about the Quentin Crisp thing?
Let's see. Head of the broadcast, drama based on the life of gay writer Quentin Crisp. Peter Tatchell argues that he was a homophobe and reactionary.
Peter Tatchell is like the Larry Kramer of England.
Oh, and so he's involved with it? And that's why they're unhappy?
Well, I mean, I've seen part where it's basically a person who's been taking care of Quentin. Quentin Crisp was a contradictory, infuriating figure, although astonishingly brave and defiant as an out gay man in the 30s and 40s. He was later defiantly self-obsessed, homophobic, and reactionary.
Yeah.
Quentin denounced the gay rights movement and slammed homosexuality as a terrible disease, adding the world would be better without homosexuals.
He made a lot of controversial, contradictory statements because he turned around and would say something about how fabulous it was to be gay, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was, I think, from all those years of internalized homophobia. And, you know, and he found, I mean, part of the original movie was how he just found it normal to get beat up.
John Hurt is playing Quentin Crisp in this new version, The Englishman in New York. We're coming up here to the top of the hour. Zydeco Pasale is on deck, followed up by the Red Eye Special here on KPFT Houston. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. We don't have time for the whole thing, Jimmy.
Okay.
Sorry. Check us out on Facebook, too, After Hours. We'll be back next week. As we said, Zydeco Pasale at the top of the hour. Time now for your PSAs. If you're calling in, too bad. Bye.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
More than coffee, more than chocolate, more than a massage, volunteering makes you feel good. And it costs less, too. Avenue Community Development Corporation hosts group volunteer work days several times a month, where groups of volunteers provide landscaping, do site cleanup, and more. Also, Avenue CDC needs volunteers to assist with our annual fundraiser, Art on the Avenue, which is held each fall. Those with real estate or construction expertise could also provide much-needed support in our programs. Avenue CDC was created by residents within Avenue's target area who saw two things happening to their community. First, low-income residents were being pushed out by high taxes and real estate values. Second, the affordable housing that remained was in substandard conditions. These residents believed they could change all of that. So can you. Just give Avenue a call at 713-864-8099 or visit our website at avenuecdc.org.